PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Your mission is to proceed up the Nung River in a Navy patrol boat. Pick up Colonel Kurtz's path at Nu Mung Ba. Follow it, learn what you can along the way. When you find the Colonel, infiltrate his team by whatever means available. And terminate the Colonel's command.
Terminate the Colonel. He's out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct. And he's still in the field commanding troops.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
This is the Chris Crespo Radio Show. Everybody likes him. Listen to his shit.
If you feel you are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
For more enjoyment and greater efficiency, consumption is being standardized. We are sorry.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to episode 276 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, show to Cinema Crespediso Studio. Here's your weather update. It's raining.
Like a motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker. It's raining like a motherfucker AF. Right? You just add AF to things now? Is that how it works?
I guess.
It's changing meaning now. AF is just, now it's like an exclamation point. It's the exclamation point of the kids.
As fuck is an exclamation
point. No! AF. Drew, get your head out of your hands because I have your threat update. Current threat level is fire brick. Current threat level is fire brick. Your treacheries make no sense. Drew Sakogburn, how you doing, dude?
I want to cut your throat.
How you doing, buddy?
Dull spoon.
Oh, yeah, dude. What?
I said I want to cut your throat with a dull spoon. Why? Because you infuriate me sometimes.
I went so, Nick, I just made all that noise now. Yeah, bro, I was in the rain for you.
That's fine.
Man.
Yeah, I still want to.
We still got it. It's still a good thing we have going on.
Do you still have that murder award somewhere?
I do.
Where is it?
It's somewhere.
I need to find it.
I don't have it anymore. I sold it at a police auction. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a first-time guest. We are booked for the end of June, and all but one guest is a first-timer, so this is very exciting. Local stand-up comedian, snap, about to be a national stand-up comedian, going to Baltimore, ladies and gentlemen, Blair Baker, yay, yeah!
Hello, loves.
How's it going, Blair?
I'm great, how are you guys?
Doing well, thanks for coming out in this shit weather.
Yeah, it was really bad on the way, just when I start driving, it just rained the entire way, and then stopped when I got here.
Did that happen to you, Drew, for your walking?
I didn't walk, I drove here because it was raining.
Oh, but you still got stuck in.
I still got fucking soaked, this guy, in a matter of 10 feet.
This guy walks in the front door, he's like, you got a towel?
I'm soaking wet.
Man, that's not the usual request from someone when they come walking. But yeah. Hey, it's the rainy season here in the swamps of America. Did you know the Everglades is the largest national park?
Yes.
In America?
Mm-hmm. I did know that. Yes.
Yeah, I found that out like maybe a year ago.
It's mm-hmm. beautiful.
And I was like, what? That swamp, that terrible wasteland of predators just, and monsters.
Yep. I was about to say, it's just wet and stinky, filled with alligators and snakes.
And being taken over by pythons.
I was about to say, back in the day, right? It used to be just the water moccasins you had to worry about. Now it's the pythons, because apparently the pythons are large enough to swallow the gator's whole.
Cool.
I got serious like heart willies there with the
yeah. Well, it's because you're afraid of snakes.
So definitely
I'm not,
afraid.
As a girl, I'm not even that much like afraid of snakes, mm-hmm. and they don't really bother me. Like mm-hmm. bugs don't bother me either.
Okay.
The only bug that bothers me on like an emotional level mm-hmm. are like worms. I don't like worms.
Well, interesting. Tiny itty bitty snakes.
They're slimy. Snakes aren't slimy. Mm-hmm. They're smooth, but worms are literally slimy.
They are wet little things.
Yes. Disgusting.
Like earthworms. Like big yeah. thick earthworms.
Nightcrawlers.
And I grew up in New York, so. Yes. We had like a ton of woods, like wooded areas,
yes.
and just worms everywhere, all over the driveway after it rains.
If it rained like today, you'd expect to go outside and just see Ugh. Crazy amounts of worms on a sidewalk. They did Ugh. Give me the icky.
I don't like it.
Icky wiggy. But they still get you now?
I don't like it.
What about then the concept of giant worms, like sandworms and Beetlejuice or something like that? Dude, if the worm's getting bigger, does that freak you out? Or is it so absurd?
I mean, they're still slimy, Chris. Yeah. Still slimy.
Wait, if they get bigger, does it mean they eat people or do they eat the same thing?
I think they have the ability. If they have the ability to eat people, they will.
But would they, like, enjoy it? Like, sharks have the ability to eat people. They don't like it, though.
That's true. Let's, in this scenario, let's say that they enjoy it. They enjoy
okay,
the taste
that,
of people.
Yes, then yes, it's terrifying.
Okay, well, then that would still make
sense.
But give
me,
sense,
like,
though.
A giant songbird that likes to eat people and I'm equally as terrified.
That's true. the horrors of giant songbirds, like out of Cinderella.
Oh, my God.
Giant animated songbirds mm-hmm. that just show up on your front step when you're trying to...
And lob off your head with your
beak. With their giant pointy yep. beaks. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of Chris and Drew Talk About Scary Made-Up Phobias. Yes, our guest is Blair Baker. Blair Baker
giant
has introduced the concept
birds.
Of giant animated birds.
So what is the... What do you call the fear of giant animated birds, Chris?
That is anthropobirdophobia. Awesome. Anthropoaviaphobia.
No. Okay, awesome. Can you repeat that one more time for the audience?
Anthropoaviaphobia.
Okay.
Love it.
Gotcha.
10 out of 10.
Right.
Would name again.
Yeah, yeah. Nailed it. Speaking of which, have you guys seen that show, Nailed It? I know you caught me kicking off to Nailed It.
Oh, is that what you were watching?
Yeah, that's what I was watching.
That's what you were watching? That's you were kicking
no,
off
I haven't.
To?
Nailed It is a Netflix show hosted by Nicole Byer, which is already like, yay. And it's only 6 episodes, which is a bummer. Mm. And it's apparently started as a YouTube show.
Oh,
or
okay.
a YouTube concept that got popular, and Netflix... bought it, turned into a show.
See, yeah, that's been happening so much
yes,
lately.
Yes, it is happening. So people follow your dreams. In this one, they do 2 challenges. They have amateur bakers
okay.
who are pretty confident in what they do for the most part. Some of them are good, some of them not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And they give them very complicated cakes to recreate in a short amount of time.
Yes.
And it is hysterical. And the show itself is very raggedy and you see the seams and it's mm-hmm. weird jokes and stuff. It's really good. Nailed
oh,
it.
That's so awesome. I watched yeah. The Great British Bake Off. Like a lot.
I've been that one. I hear it's really cool because it's super chill.
But it's so nice. See, and I'd like to oppose that on the opposite side of that. I watch RuPaul's Drag Race, which is the most like high octane show.
A lot of drama. Yeah,
there
yeah.
is. So
yeah.
when I watch British Bake Off, they're just so nice to each other. There's no like shit talking or like those noises they add like
right.
background like.
Yeah,
like,
the way it's made is very calming, apparently.
Like, there's, yeah, it's great. And then RuPaul's Drag Race just gives me my fill of drama
I'm not in high school. I need to get on that British Bake Off.
It's so good.
Nailed It is more high energy, but it's, like, ridiculous fun. It's really good. On the last episode, for some reason, almost all five episodes, they had some sort of baker or cake maker of some mm-hmm. sort, along with their, like, specialty chef that the
right.
others have. Some guy named Jacques. And him and Nicole are always flirting with each other. It's so cute. And, for the last episode, for some reason, they didn't even have a baker. They had J.E. Chandrasekhar, the Indian guy in the Super Troopers and the Broken Lizard crew.
What? Oh!
Yeah, he's like the director of all that stuff. Because,
really?
Yeah, and the only reason he's the director is because when they first started making videos, he was the only one with a camera. So he's like, I guess I'm the director now.
Yeah.
But he's the guest for some reason. And then he's like, I gotta go pick up my kids. I'll be right back. And then he disappears for half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably just went and got high.
he literally did disappear for half an hour.
I saw Courtney Love guest on a show the other day, and I'm like, where have you been, girl? Like, you do not look okay still.
She's been on the Instagrams and the tabloids.
She's been getting plastic surgery and raising a child?
She looks...
I believe so,
ooh,
yes.
She's
a mother now, isn't
ooh.
She? Yeah. They're all moms. All of them ooh. Are mothers. Thank goodness.
No. No.
I don't think any... buddy raised by Courtney Love would turn out to be a decent human being.
Nope. Courtney may be the best of all of them.
That's scary because she killed her husband.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, it's...
She's a murderer.
It's no big deal.
I mean, completely unsubstantiated rumors, but you heard it here first.
Unsubstantiated.
Cinema Crespediso.
Unsubstantiation. Let's, all right, well, first off, that's the end. We also embarked on the Let's Talk About Geek TV Shows TV podcast. Mm-hmm. So that was that episode. That episode.
I know how
that
much,
show's over.
I mean, I know how much you love caking off in the living room by yourself, Chris.
Caking off with Chris is over, and we also wrapped up that episode of Chris and Drew Talk Made-Up Phobias with guests.
Mm-hmm. Don't ask where the frosting came from. Don't ask.
Do not ask about that frosting. That sweet, sweet buttercream.
Oh my god.
That sweet, sweet buttercream.
Oh, that's the wrong effect. Damn it. I had a set to that.
It worked perfect. It worked perfect, Chris.
That sweet, sweet buttercream frosting. Oh yeah.
I think that's what we call Jizz Forever Buttercream.
Jizz Forever Buttercream.
Yeah, I like that. I'm into it.
Oh boy.
Jizz is just not a fun word to say. I'd rather say buttercream all over my face than jizz. That sounds way more appealing in my mind.
But what the thickness that it conjures up, I don't know, it sounds painful.
Ah! Mm. Oof. Mm. Gross. Mm.
It's we got that jizz.
Bodies are gross.
Jazz bodies are fun. Science blinded me with buttercream.
Whoa. Did you get some in your eye, Chris? Is that what happened?
That's what happens with the buttercream. It's just, it smears. Mm-hmm. You ever get that like between your fingernails? Like especially if it's blue buttercream. Get it on your hand.
How often are you eating blue buttercream?
I was about to say.
Right?
Who are you? What is going on here, Chris?
Yeah.
Just I run to Publix.
Are you messing around with Smurfs on the side?
And then I buy a container. You know, they just sell the buttercream. They just sell the frosting. Oh, I run to Publix. I buy the frosting. Always forget a spoon. You never try running with a spoon. It's hard. Eat it with my fingers. I eat the buttercream. Then I clean my hands in the bathroom. But then when I get home, I see there's still like blue buttercream frosting.
Yeah, because it's dye. It's like all chemicals.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought we all knew that like frosting had like the worst chemicals. And I just thought everybody knew that.
Yeah, the best chemicals. What makes it so viable and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Drew, you look disgustipated.
Not disgustipated. This just kind of went off the rails a lot quicker than I thought it was.
Oh, I apologize.
You're welcome.
Alright, let's bring it back on the rails now with the streaming pick of the week.
Oh, heck yeah. Ooh. What's in the box?
Assalamu alaikum exactly. And welcome to
the that's later. That comes later.
That's later.
That's right, the streaming pick of the week. Nailed It on Netflix is a unofficial pick of the week because that's a lot of fun. But here we go. Blair right now is going to let everyone know what is this week's streaming pick of the week.
The Place Beyond the Pines.
Oh, snap.
On Netflix. Mm-hmm. I actually haven't seen that yet. I watch Mindhunter. I watch a lot of Mindhunter.
Mindhunter's really good. They're working on season 2 right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm super weird. Like, the podcasts I listen to are like...
All the murder ones?
Unsolved murders, mm-hmm. conspiracy theories.
I mean, I hate to be a gender normative type of, you know, dude, but I feel like the murder podcasts are very popular with the ladies.
Yeah.
They are for some reason.
Yeah.
There's just something so hot about being stalked and murdered.
Oh boy.
There's something so great about it.
And then to be podcast about.
Yeah. I watched the series online, Murder with Friends.
I don't know that.
It's on Pop Trigger. It's like this really like, okay, I'm like a Democrat, but this is like real Democrat shit. Like, oh my god. Like they're like leaking like the LGBT colors, like all that stuff. So,
yeah.
But they do this podcast called Murder with Friends and they go in depth about serial killers. And oh my god, is it fascinating.
Interesting.
It's, you just see the normal, like when you listen to it so much, you just hear like what makes a serial killer. And I'm like, yeah, basically bad childhood, you're screwed. You're done.
Bad
you're
childhood, a serial killer. Bad parenting, yeah. Yep. Not in your favor.
Nope, not at all.
On your favor to come out a-okay. But you know, some breakthrough every now and then. It's hard. Definitely have the next guy gets that is interesting. Right. The Place Beyond the Pines, well, hey, that kind of leads into what we're going to talk about because it's weird, right? This movie, when you watch a trailer, it makes it seem like a lot of things are happening concurrently, but it's
not.
Really big. It's two stories. Mm-hmm. Told it's like it's two halves.
It's a generational tale.
It's a generational tale. It's like Five Will Goes West.
It's a classist generational tale.
It is. So Ryan Gosling is a carny, all tattooed up. He does stunts, bike, you know, the old motorcycle and the shoo,
vroom,
and the cube, not the cube.
The
motorcycle
cube.
To cube
in a cube.
Amazing.
That would be that would just be people going very fast for about 20 feet, slamming into a wall, resetting the bike, and doing it all over again.
Right, not the cube, in the sphere, in the ball.
Pyramid.
In the pyramid, that'd be even better.
Still slamming into walls.
So good. The quickest Tron matches ever. He's this carny dude who falls in love with a local diner waitress. They have a baby. He comes back. Carney comes back to town like a year later, and she's like, "He's your baby." And he's like, "Oh shit, I guess I'm a daddy now."
Are cell phones not in this universe?
It's the 90s.
Oh, never mind.
It's the 90s, and that's not apparent right away either.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Oh, damn.
It just starts, so it could be any time period.
Oh, okay.
Right, and but then like what Drew said, so he has. It's like, oh shit, I got a baby, and then also Ryan Gosling, what he's doing at this point, is like, now what am I gonna do? I can't just be a carny, but I have no.
Discernible skills.
Yeah. Right.
I can ride a motorcycle around really in a sphere, and that's it.
So a guy hooks him up with a. It's like, I got a good idea where we can use your particular set of skills to rob banks.
Robbing banks.
Yes. Okay. Into this already.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he becomes a bank robber, and then the time jump comes when then it becomes about his kid.
Okay.
And his kid's in high school, and it's Dane DeHaan, right? And then he's feuding with another kid.
Well, no,
but it's connected to the. It becomes connected to the first story.
Yeah, because the first story.
Too many details
well, no,
because
it's Ryan Gosling, and then Bradley Cooper is another father.
But he's
on the police force.
On the police force.
I'm so happy to see those two.
So they get intertwined.
Yeah.
And then Dane DeHaan plays Ryan Gosling's kid, who ends up getting into a tussle with Bradley Cooper's kid.
This Italian dude.
Yeah.
Who. For some people, they may remember he was the American love interest in the Saoirse Ronan movie Brooklyn that came out a couple years ago. I know you didn't.
I did not.
Not too many people did, but it had some awards buzz. It was that type of thing. It's good. It's a nice little movie.
Okay.
Domhnall Gleeson's also in it, Drew, of course.
The Dom.
I mean, it's a movie about Ireland, Irish immigration. It had to have Domhnall Gleeson.
If you need somebody with red hair, just go to Domhnall.
If you need an actual Irish person, go to Domhnall. So it's a generational tale. It's very epic. It's told in a linear fashion. The opening shot just like sucks you in. It's Ryan Gosling just like walking through a carnival, gets on his bike, gets into the sphere, and then just and it's like, you know, a little trick of staging that you swap him out with an actual stunt rider. But it's
neato.
It's good.
Neato.
Face Beyond the Pines. It's worth it. What was it on again? Netflix.
Netflix. Yes. I love Netflix.
Netflix is pretty great.
I'm still waiting for BoJack season 6 to be announced for the summer, but it hasn't happened yet. But they confirmed that there is a new season coming. They just haven't given me a date.
There's already a season 5?
Yeah.
Man, I'm behind.
Wait, is this season 5?
Or is it season 5? Drew, do you know? What have you been up to?
It's either 5 or 6. I'm a bad fan. I don't know.
5 or 6. You got up to
3? I've only seen 2.
You've only
really?
Seen 2?
Really? Oh, my God. It's my all-time favorite show.
It's a fantastic
awesome.
Show.
Oh, my God. And also, Will Arnett could do anything, and I'm like, here for it. I'm like, thank you.
Will Arnett is...
He's
great casting for that.
Except Flaked. Flaked is like the live-action version of BoJack Horseman, but worse.
People didn't like that one.
No,
they only made one season of that. Right?
It was bad.
Yeah,
you know why? You know a show's not very good when you can literally predict every line of dialogue that will come next.
That is bad.
You're like, and he'll say this, and then he said it, and then oh, this is the twist. Yep, that was the twist. Yeah,
that's pure hack work, right?
Not my favorite.
All right, so streaming pick of the week: Place Beyond the Pines. Fantastic pick. Thank you, Blair.
My pleasure.
Nailed it. Unofficial pick of the week.
Nailed it.
And RuPaul's Drag Race also unofficial pick of the week.
So good.
It's also RuPaul Drag Race sponsor of Lady Raptastic show.
Gosh, so
according
good.
To Lady Raptastic, she hasn't proven it to me yet, but she insists that it is.
It's so good. If you were gonna start watching that, start like way at the beginning. Like go to like season 1 because oh my god, it gets better.
Does it?
They have this weird filter for 2 seasons. I don't know why they did this, but there's this weird filter on the whole show where it's like a glare. Like RuPaul just looks like she's, like, orbiting light. Like, it looks really weird. I'm like, why does it look like this?
They put a Snapchat filter on the whole
basically,
show?
Basically, yeah. But it's so good. The best... If you like reality TV and, like,
I don't.
All the trash...
I don't.
Well, since you don't, and if you guys do...
But it's, like, the most epitome. It's the best version.
Yes!
It's the best version of those,
oh
what you're
God.
Saying.
Oh, my God. Gay men dressed up like women looking fabulous and arguing.
People love that show.
It's amazing.
It's very popular.
And some of these men, like, these transformations are so nuts. Like, some of these guys are super hot out of drag.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are, like, a lot hotter in drag than out of drag.
Well, I mean, when you're applying makeup,
yeah. Yeah, it's so good. But yeah, I'll shut up about that.
Drew's got the features, the bony features. Rosie be a great, like, European runway drag model.
Totes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd be a trade.
You could be Drusterina Labella.
That sounds like an awful idea.
He'd be a rough trade, for sure.
But you don't have to shave, though. You got that one.
Worse.
You got that one Eurovision winner going around with the beard. Conchita.
She's beautiful.
Right?
She's beautiful.
With an extremely, like, immaculately manicured beard.
It's great.
I do not look that good, Chris.
That's, like,
no,
beautiful.
No,
no,
you do not
what.
Look that good, but no. I'm saying with some makeup, no, maybe, no. With the right no. form-fitting Mm-mm. Drew.
Cinch
no
that waist.
We could just make what Ron's waist? Dreams come true. That's all.
We'll make you a waist.
That's the thing. You make the waist.
And also there's padding you could wear.
You wear padding, a mixture of padding and corsets.
That. Lame. No, thank you.
I'm not saying it's not going to take work.
Let's put you in a corset, Chris. See how you like it.
I would need a corset. Oh, but just the corset.
It's then really good for your back.
You push everything up, boom, but it's terrible for your guts.
Fuck your guts. Who cares? What do you need your guts for when you look so sexy?
I need it for pooping. I need the poop to move. All right, hey, all right, a podcast. Finally, a podcast to talk about. Talking about poop. We dare to be the one podcast.
The one and only.
Jesus Christ.
Of all time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now moving on to talking about that money. Talking about the box office top five dollar bills, y'all. Although, Drew, we ran into a problem, you said.
Yeah.
We have a problem.
What's the problem?
The movie we saw isn't in the top 45.
It's not even in the top 45.
Wait, and did it just premiere?
No, it's been out for about a month.
It's been out for about a month, but maybe only in a handful of very small amount of screens. But even then...
There are movies that are in one theater.
I want to know about this movie. Yes. I need to know about this
I think movie. It's just for some reason because of the distributor, this neon distributor, maybe they just, I don't know.
Suck at their jobs?
Maybe they do, which is a shame, I think.
Yeah.
Because we went and saw this movie, Gemini.
Either way, I'm going to say it's coming in at number 45, making at least $22 because that was the price of our two tickets.
Gemini?
Made for a grand total of $192,209.
That's
If you put it around there. Yeah.
Any big names?
Gemini.
In it?
Zoe Kravitz.
Okay.
That's it.
I mean she was in the first
I couldn't
X-Men
point Zoe Kravitz class. Out of a crowd if you asked me to. I mean, I don't really remember her.
If you line her up with some people, you'd be like, she looks like she's famous.
Probably.
You'd be like, I think I might have seen her face somewhere before.
Like, that one looks like
I feel like
half
I've heard the name of this movie, like, around somewhere.
I haven't seen any marketing for it.
Nope.
And I never saw the poster. I only knew about
is
it because...
Is there even a poster?
Yeah, of course.
There is because I saw... I finally saw it when I was going through Fandango, and this episode brought to you by Fandango, and I was looking for something to watch. Like, what movie do I want to see this weekend? And... that came up, and I was like, what the hell is this? And it has kind of an intriguing, very stylish poster, lots of purple and blue in it. I was like, this looks kind of sexy.
Ooh, emotions.
Yes, and it sells a suspense thriller. I'm like, okay, I like that.
Okay.
An hour and a half, even better. And then I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, and it was like, the overall rating's like in the 70th percentile, I think, Drew. Can you pull it up there?
Okay.
So it was like pretty well reviewed.
Yeah.
It's short. Playing at a convenient time, right over here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go see it. So Drew and I went and saw it, not seeing any trailers, knowing nothing. What did you think, Drew?
I thought it was pretty good.
Drew thought it was really good. All right.
It wasn't bad. It was a tense little thriller.
It is pretty tense.
Okay, all right.
There were a couple scenes where, like, legit my heart rate went up a little bit. Like where a character is hiding, like, in a closet. And then people come in, and then they're trying to sneak out of the room.
Oh, okay, yeah. I saw, I went on a very bad date recently, and
aren't they all really bad dates,
lately,
though,
yes.
The end?
And he actually worked at another movie theater, so he gets in for free.
Oh, that's cool.
So we saw Red Sparrow,
that movie
was pretty solid.
That movie has 10 sequences.
I was not mad about it at all. Like, I thought, I'm like, okay, it's gonna be, like, kind of stupid, blah, blah, but it really kept me going the whole time.
It's a very serious movie.
The woman from Weeds is in it, the mom, and she's
Mary Louise Parker.
So great.
Yes.
She had such a small part, but when she was there, she fucking made it known.
It's a small but integral part.
Very good.
She played drunk the whole time.
Yes, so funny. Yeah, oh my god.
I thought she was great. And you know what? I thought she was she announced sort of her retirement too.
Yeah.
So when she popped up, I was like, oh, it's all right.
I'm not spoiling anything, but this is my favorite line from the movie. Why are Russian women so beautiful and all the men just look like toads? I love that.
Which is, obviously 100%
true.
There are obviously handsome Russian men. They have actors. But yeah, it does seem that way, especially in that movie.
Yeah, so good. So yeah.
All the older men are like bulbous.
Right? I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
And they're like staring at this girl. And I'm like, if you stared at me for long enough, I think I would vomit.
And all the women are underfed.
Right? Like, ugh. God damn it.
Like, no wonder. It's the Eastern Bloc. Why are Eastern Bloc women so gorgeous? Because they're malnourished. They live on cocaine and
Cheerios.
The sorrow
makes you pretty.
Yes. Oh, so much sorrow. It's so sad.
It's really sad.
Gemini, on the flip side, is set in L.A.
Oh.
Where body pressures and image issues are a different thing. So Zoe Kravitz, we should not do much detail for this one, right? How do we sell this to people, Drew, without giving away... Because it was fun.
I'll just read the critics' consensus, Chris, because once again, Rotten Tomatoes has...
It got into your brain? It ripped out the words out of your brain?
It took long enough. No, my computer just kind of shut down and restarted itself. I don't know.
Oh, that's what was going on over there. Yeah. Okay. He's a producer. He's producing stuff.
So, a kaleidoscope neo-noir. Gemini is a visually striking murder mystery with a convoluted but largely compelling plot and an impressive showing from Lola Kirk.
That's the chick, the assistant, right? So what it is Zoe Kravitz plays the actress, pretty popular
one. Of course.
And Lola Kirk?
Lola Kirk.
What's the numbers, the ratings?
78%, 6.6.
6.6? I'd go like 7 out of 10.
You
would stick with the 6.6?
Only because I agree a lot with the convoluted but largely compelling plot.
I didn't think it was that convoluted.
Oh, it made me so angry.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understood how it got to where... When I got there, I was like, okay, I saw the machinations when I ended up getting there.
I got it, too. I just didn't like it.
Yeah. I feel the same way, but convoluted, about The Quiet Place. I feel the exact same way, but with that movie.
A Quiet Place is a type of movie where I feel like, without getting into details, it's...
It's not good.
You don't even think it's good? You don't even like it?
The visual effects were great. Like, they looked realistic enough where I'm like, okay. I'm like, that's not crazy CGI. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's understandable.
But story-wise,
it just... you could have done things so much easier. Things could be way easier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they establish in the movie, like, loud noises are fine.
Yes.
As long as they're consistent.
Well, if they're blocked by... If there's another louder... Oh, yeah, like a running water type of thing. Yeah.
Why wouldn't
the monsters
just,
aren't attacking the river.
Why wouldn't you just put your house next to the river? Why is that an issue?
That actually makes
sense.
Like, what?
Right? Like, am I...
They didn't just live next to the river.
How are you going to build that house?
Well, I mean, you know, so you live in a tent underneath the waterfall.
And you're telling me that
I could live underneath the waterfall.
You're telling me that
you
pregnant lady ran from
couldn't
that tub?
Live in a tent no. If you tried.
If I had to, if there are monsters out there, Drew, I'd be dead. I'd be one of the first wave of people dead. I'd be dead.
You'd walk straight out in the
middle
of the road.
There's no survival situation.
And scream.
I'd be the monsters would come get me.
You would just walk out in the middle and scream, and you'd let them eat.
Just let them get me. Mm-hmm. I'd sacrifice myself.
You would.
Drew, run, go. I'm saving myself for you.
Yeah, I just bullshit. Find it super aggravating when a universe in a movie sets up the rules and then they constantly break those rules in that universe. And I'm like, you guys set this up for a reason. Like, I having unpopular movie opinions, like, really sucks sometimes. Because when I, on
yes,
Facebook,
it does.
On Facebook, I'm like, I don't like The Quiet Place. People are like, you can't just enjoy the movie. You're taking it too literally.
I know,
and I'm
I know.
Like,
I know exactly what that's like. As a film critic, you gotta be like, yo, Battleship isn't a good movie. And
I have expectations.
And then people online are like... Why can't you just, like it for what it is?
Because I'm not stupid.
And I'm like, I tried to like it for what it is. And it's not good. I'm sorry.
And Emily Blunt just does not do it for me. I don't know.
Oh, really? Maybe that's a thing, too. I'm a fan.
I'm just not into her. I don't know why. It just maybe her face.
Emily Blunt fan, Drew?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what she's in.
Okay, so whatever. You're wishy-washy. I'll never buy a ticket
just to see her in a movie.
Yeah, no, definitely
that's
not.
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
Definitely.
Neither with John Krasinski, though. Same thing with him.
Krasinski, I've never been a fan, not a fan. He's just always existed.
He was cute.
You know?
He's funny.
I never really watched
him. But I couldn't take him seriously in this movie at all. And I'm like, stop.
That's why he has a beard.
Yeah, I was going to say, even with the big brown beard. Even with the big beard.
He got that daddy beard.
He's got the daddy beard, but the
he's got to be,
I'm a mercenary bud.
If he doesn't have the beard, then he's just Jim from The Office.
Yes.
I'm waiting for him to look at the
forever.
Camera.
Forever.
I'm waiting for it to happen.
Oh my god, okay.
Okay, unpopular opinions, I get that. Because even with A Quiet Place, a lot of people love it. I don't love it, I like it.
Not good.
You don't like
no.
it. I think it's good, I like it. But people love it. So even then, I feel pressure to be like, everyone loves it so much. I'm like, well, you know, guys, I want to say, like, at least calm down.
Because people think criticism, like, you can still like something and still critique it and still like it. Like,
yeah.
But, like, the second I start critiquing something, I'm like, well, you just don't like it. I'm like, I want to make it better.
You know, yeah, just because you have, a set of standards.
Like, ugh.
People want to hear your opinion as long as it matches.
That's what's going on.
Number five this week, Chris.
But Gemini, though, would you recommend people checking out in a theater if they could, like, to rent it on VOD, just wait to come across it on Netflix?
I mean,
Amazon, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't think it requires a theater viewing. I mean, it is kind of pretty and fun to watch, but you could totally watch it on your couch at home, probably have a better time.
Just watch it at home. No. You don't got to go out and say, yeah, that's probably true. It is just a neo-noir murder mystery type of thing.
Right.
Yeah, like a Raymond Chandler, Philip Marlowe, Maltese Falcon type
of thing.
I mean,
even a movie like this, this is like, I would say this is more like low-end movie theater, high-end. Like, if this had come out on Netflix,
yeah,
this would have been, like, the best of last year or whatever.
Really?
Or the best of, like, to be released by Netflix straight streaming. Okay.
But it came out in theaters, and it's just kind of like, eh.
Your expectations go up because you're seeing something in a movie theater, mm-hmm, taking time to go out.
Well, especially these days.
I remember when Netflix started coming out with shows. Like, remember when they started making shows?
House of Cards,
like,
era.
Yeah, you were like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But nowadays, I'm starting to notice Netflix has a good amount of flops.
Because they make so much.
Yeah, like, looking through it, I'm like, I don't want to watch half of this.
Yeah, like, something over 80 to 100 TV shows and movies, and just this year alone.
Yeah, like, I just, that some of it's just such trash.
The quality control can't be there if you're going to
make that have such
fun.
Marvels like BoJack Horseman and Mindhunter and stuff. Altered like
Carbon. Mindhunter's great because it's David Fincher.
Yeah.
Altered Carbon turned out pretty good. Drew got me on that one. So they do stock some good stuff, but yes.
It's just really weird.
It all can't be good.
No, obviously not.
Yeah.
But it's just a really strange, because I remember when everything came out, I was like, oh, cool beans. Like, this is rad. And then I saw, like, Flaked, and then I saw Disjointed, and I'm like, this
and,
is
and awful. Then with the Marvel stuff, Luke Cage was good, but not great.
Jessica Jones is pretty good.
I really like Jessica Jones a lot, actually. And I wanted to love Luke Cage. That's the thing. Iron Fist came out,
and
it just deflated the whole thing.
Bye.
You could feel the air,
Daredevil
right? Drew gets sucked out of the room.
Daredevil didn't do it for me either, though.
At all?
No.
Drew is a huge Daredevil fan. What do you think of the show?
I mean,
as a fan of the character,
The action scene, I mean, it stayed truer to the comic books than any of the movies.
To the Frank Miller stuff.
Right.
But. Like, the action choreography was probably the best part of Daredevil.
Probably.
I mean, the storyline was eh.
Yeah.
The acting, I mean, not very many people can play a blind man very well.
Are you gonna watch season 3 with Vincent D'Onofrio when it comes out?
Maybe.
Like, Vincent D'Onofrio being in it, does that help?
I never even watched more than, like, the 2 episodes of The Punisher that
we
watched.
Me neither.
I didn't watch that either.
I didn't watch Defenders. I haven't
none of it.
I haven't started Jessica Jones.
It's just too much superhero stuff all the time now.
It's too much.
It's so
just
much.
Not even superhero stuff. It's just too much stuff.
Yeah, and also, again, another crazy unpopular opinion. I'm not, like, a huge fan of, like, Marvel in general, so, like, Black Panther didn't really do it for me.
Okay.
And people are like, oh my god, but it's such an iconic movie. It's so iconic. But I'm like,
it's still a comic book movie. It's still a Marvel movie.
It's like, they're still pushing out the same shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not impressed by beautiful CGI.
Which makes me think of, like, I understand that viewpoint because, I just hosted Harry Potter trivia.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people came out for that, and people love Harry Potter, and just, like, the Harry Potter world is so rich and full of all this stuff, and I am such an outsider to it.
Yeah.
And I even watched most of the movies.
Yeah, who didn't watch those movies?
Exactly, and it's just, like, I wanna love it. I even saw them, I re-upped my HBO Now, and they have them on there, and I saw them, I was like, maybe I should, like, give these another shot. That type of thing. Like, I want to like them. So I understand the whole, and then the Fantastic Beast movies. They're making those.
I haven't even watched those.
I have even less interest in seeing that. So I understand the whole being outside of a fandom. Do you have something like that, Drew?
Yeah.
I don't care about Harry Potter at all.
You don't care about Harry Potter?
Never have.
Seen all the movies, though?
Vaguely. Right. I remember, like, one of the movies.
Who hasn't made out when a Harry Potter movie was just going on in the background?
Well, it depends
on
age. A lot of kids are watching them, so that depends on. Hunger Games. I think, I don't know.
Oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nope. Anyway, next.
Didn't really care about that. Still kind of. Never even seen the last one.
Again.
Really?
No. Yeah.
They could have done things way never easier. Got
no need to.
That whole Hunger Games universe is so, again, convoluted.
That is convoluted.
Neededly, no.
No, you know what convoluted is? Well, it's the one that they didn't even finish making the movies. The one with Shailene Woodley, Divergent. They didn't even finish making the movies.
They didn't?
Yeah, and then they're like, now this is going to be a TV show. And all the actors and actresses are like, we ain't signed for no TV show.
No.
So now they're never going to finish it. They're
so
like,
bad.
Abdication. Man, talk about convoluted. All right, Drew Zakaiwa, what's your number five?
Number five, Truth or Dare, made $7.9 million.
Ugh.
Total of 30.
Screw them. What's number four?
Super Troopers 2, made $14.7 million.
Okay.
Budget of 13.5.
14.7? 13.5?
Wow.
Interesting. Their latest Kickstarter, I think they did several Kickstarter type campaigns, but a lot of the money they raised for it was like raised by crowdsourcing type
stuff. Yeah, also 420.
And putting it on a 420 was a smart move.
Very smart.
But it also had people asking, where's their Weed Fest movie? Because they did Beer Fest.
Right.
I think
they've been talking about the Weed Fest movie for a while.
They have been. I think Jay Shanrakshakar, the director from somehow that nailed it episode, he said online, like within the last couple of days, Weed Fest, we're actively working on it. That's probably going to be our next movie. So
yes.
For people looking for that.
Exactly. Ooh, their next movie is going to be 10 years down the road?
Probably, Drew.
Come on, Netflix,
which would make
it,
15 years?
Too late.
20 years after Beer Fest.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's the thing also, okay? I checked out the Rotten Tomatoes on Super Troopers 2.
Right.
And it was like in the 30 percentile.
35.
The overall rating was like 3 out of 10.
4.8.
Yeah.
Okay. I looked up the original Super Troopers. Practically the same numbers.
Well, yeah.
Almost the exact same critical reception and consensus.
Think, yeah, that sounds about right, though, like for that kind of movie.
Exactly. So, if you like the first one, I think you'll like the second one. Are you a fan of the...
No, because I'm not, like, a 24-year-old man-child.
When did the first one come out? It's been 10 years, right? So, more than 10 years.
So
I was like early 20s when it came out.
It's a very college boy movie.
It is a very college movie.
High school boy movie.
But 2001.
Really?
Okay, so I was in the throes of college.
Yeah.
I was 19. No, 18.
No, a baby.
I was 5 years old.
She was 5 years old.
I was 5 years old.
That's hysterical. it was like, I still liked it, but, you know, it's another thing. We're just talking about being on the outside of a fandom. I liked it, but I'm not, like, so into where I'm throwing meow into all my conversations.
Ugh.
So stupid.
And I'm chugging bottles of Make Maple
so
Syrup.
Stupid.
No.
You know? But, like, I saw interviews on ESPN with athletes, and not even, like, around 2001. Like, in 2010, 2011. People doing interviews on ESPN, baseball players.
Right.
And then they're like, someone dared them, I guess, to do it. And then they would throw meow, like, see how many times they could say meow in an interview.
Right, meow.
Yeah, like, talk about, man, I'm really pumped right meow to be playing this game right meow. And, yeah, exactly.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Ugh,
no. But then, it, like, that went far. It was like, oh, look who's a fan of Super Troopers, blah, blah, blah. So that's why they ended up making the sequel, because it has a cult following. It did make its dent in the cultural zeitgeist.
Well, also, you know, you guys must know this. I mean, they did this whole study. I mean, any time a sequel comes out, it always makes more than the original because of that name recognition.
Not necessarily.
It's a trend.
The idea is that it would make more. What often happens, it would seem, especially the more movies you make.
Right.
That second one is going to make more.
Mm-hmm.
But then the third one makes less. A little bit less.
Law of diminishing returns.
And then that's when everybody starts seeing fourth one, fifth one, sixth one. But then you have your anomalies. Fast and Furious.
Ugh.
The seventh one is the first
biggest
one to make
$1 billion.
It made $1.7 billion.
I'm so negative. I just hate all these movies. I'm like, I just hate all of them.
Hey, you can be Blair the Hater. You know, it's been a long time since we had Johnny the Hater on the show.
Years.
It's been... What, did we get any of them for the New York episode? I don't think we did.
No.
Damn it. We were hanging out with Johnny the Hater, but we didn't record him. We need a new hater for the show. You could be Blair the Hater.
You got it.
All right.
I hate everything.
Good.
On number three or number no, we're on three.
That was three. Yep.
No, that was four.
That was four.
Super Troopers 2 was number four.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number three. Number three is I Feel Pretty, Chris. They $16.2 million.
Okay.
That's interesting considering the lack of marketing.
Zero marketing. Well, at least for us.
Not
yeah,
zero.
For our yeah. circles.
What
yeah.
are you talking about, zero marketing?
We haven't seen. Have you seen?
Not yes.
A, I have not Where? Seen a single trailer.
All over my Instagram, all over my YouTube, because I have a uterus, so that's yeah, why they're advertising go. It to me. Yeah. And also because I feel fat constantly. That's probably why.
I feel fat, too, and I like Amy Schumer. How come they weren't marketing it to me?
Because you don't have a uterus.
The, are you sure?
I mean, I don't know the inner workings of your body, Chris.
The
you tell me.
It's
a, Chris, do you have a uterus?
Sure, it's a mysterious wonderland.
Oh, my God. The whole controversy with that movie, though, when it got announced, girls were like...
It seemed that they thought it was a Shallow Hal type of thing, making fun of fat people.
Kind of, in a way. Like, they're basically saying you need a mental handicap to feel good about yourself if you don't look like X.
Right.
So, and that's... Not to mention, I mean, I've never liked myself, nor will I start anytime soon. But I like the concept because you know, I hear people say, like, well, everybody's beautiful. And I'm like, no, they're not.
No,
no they're
no,
not.
No, that is not the case.
No, I swipe through Bumble and Tinder.
I see genuinely ugly people
yes.
every day of my life.
Yeah, and also,
we're just talking about those Russian troll toad men.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing to be like, you know what, that person is really attractive. I wish I could look like them,
sure.
but you know what, they're very...
I wish I could look like Joe Manganiello and not Puerto Rican Jack Black. I do, but
although,
yeah, it is what it is.
I love the idea of the movie, because I have delusional... Like, I also hate myself, I also have a delusional amount of self-confidence and,
sure.
like, arrogance.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like that sometimes, like, the way she looks at herself, even though she's not attractive...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, she's Amy Schumer. She's pretty. I'm like, Amy, no, sorry, Amy Schumer, for listening to this. You're not that
Aww,
pretty.
Amy.
It's not your fault.
Well, Drew agrees.
But
I agree.
She's not
yeah.
that pretty. She's
I
not
agree. She's
ugly,
not,
but
she's
right in the middle.
I like her. I like Amy Schumer. That may be my shooting for the sixes and sevens type of thing. But I like Amy Schumer.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, it is. I do see it. Like,
I
agree
would
with
buy
you.
A
I
ticket,
see,
though.
I see,
see it
as, like, a not a shaming type of concept, but more of a self-esteem.
Oh, of
like
course.
What we need to see.
I
the
understand what they're going
ourselves.
For, but
yeah.
people are so fucking sensitive.
It probably helps. I know that's the thing too.
Yeah.
Everyone who's complaining, guaranteed, 100% of them haven't seen the movie.
Exactly.
So, yeah, see the movie first.
Alrighty, what's number two?
Rampage made $21 million.
Rampage.
What's the total?
What?
That
total of 66.
That's the
what movie is this?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Oh, who cares? Never mind.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson with giant monsters.
You know who cares?
Destroying
about $60+ million worth of people
I
over
could give
two
it
weeks.
Less of a
66.6, Chris.
God, oh. 66.
That's the box office gross of the beast, Drew.
Oh my God!
It is so. Rampage.
And what's number one?
Number one's Quiet Place.
God,
the movie you hate
damn
the most,
it!
Which
made
is
an additional $22 million total of.
That's actually that's really funny. So A Quiet Place number one when it came out 3 weeks ago,
yep.
or 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Last week Rampage was number one.
This week Quiet Place only beat it by $1 million.
Only by a million. Well, yeah. Last week Rampage beat A Quiet Place, but only by $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've been going toe-to-toe. It's like Frasier Ali. Who's going to win next week? Doesn't matter. Avengers is coming out next week to jump
exactly.
the gun.
I could say so much about how much I hate The Quiet Place, but I watched this YouTube series called YourMovieSucks.org. Do you guys watch him?
No.
He is amazing.
Your Movie Sucks. That's the name of a Roger Ebert book.
Yeah, it's called YourMovieSucks.org.
Okay.
And so he does these video reviews. He goes through, like, the whole movie, pointing out, like, inconsistencies, and he's like...
He nitpicks the movie?
Not, like, nitpicks in a dick way, but, like, in a sensible, normal way. And so, like, he goes off, like, 25 minutes about it, and it's so concise. It's
yeah.
really good.
You can do that to...
I like, love him.
Any,
oh my God.
Any movie.
Even though he is a gay furry. I do love him anyway. It's fun.
He's a gay what?
Furry. You know what a furry is?
I know what a furry is. Does he do the whole thing in an outfit?
I don't know, but he's definitely...
Does he have...
Oh, is it just voiceover?
I don't even know.
Oh,
I don't
no,
know him like that.
Does he have the dick hole?
I don't
does
know
he
him
the,
like that,
does
guys.
Does he have the dick hole?
I'm just aware that he is a furry.
The dick hole is an
that
important
makes,
question.
It really is an important question. That makes all
and
the
Canadians.
Difference.
And Canadians.
Does he have that Canadian dick hole? That means it's on the backside? I don't even know what that means.
What?
Shout out to our Canadian listeners.
Girl?
Shout out to our listeners in Ontario and Edmonton and Inumclaw. That's actually Washington.
Hot.
What the hell are you talking about?
So I'm
Chris?
Talking about our listeners around the world, like in Canada and America.
Canada?
Around the world. New movies come out on DVD. Den of Thieves. Remember that one, Drew? The Gerard Butler is leading
the. Oh, Gerard Butler versus 50 Cent?
Yes.
Oh my God. That yes. sounds like a great idea.
I didn't want to see it in theaters. I want to see it now.
I want to see that,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's coming out this week.
Okay.
Maze Runner, : The Death Cure, speaking of...
Oh, don't care.
Movies wrapping up.
I mean,
don't care.
We saw the other two.
Other Two, yes.
Yeah, two.
Two. Yeah. We saw the Scorch truck. Welcome to the Scorch.
He says it like six times.
So
and,
dumb.
And then it's like, what? Are you just talking about the desert? Are
yes.
You just,
yes.
Are you saying that the desert's hot?
Yes.
We know it's hot.
Yes.
We don't.
And there are zombies.
But he's like,
there are sand zombies.
Welcome to the Scorch. Shut up, Littlefinger. Paddington 2 comes out.
Don't give a shit. Again.
You don't give a shit?
No.
Did you see the first one, though?
No.
It is...
With the Senior Gleason.
With the Senior Gleason, yes.
I know.
I finally caught up with it this year on Netflix, the first Paddington. It is surprisingly delightful. It is like a fun watch.
God, I'm so good at being miserable, though.
If you don't... You know what? If you want to take a break from being miserable for like 90 minutes and also see Nicole Kidman be an awesome villain bad guy.
Oh, I love Nicole Kidman.
She's the bad guy in it. She's great. I actually
do like Nicole Kidman.
I can honestly recommend Paddington. And okay. I want to see the second
one.
All right. Drew, do any movies there come out this weekend other than?
I mean, but nothing worth talking about.
All right. So what's the big movie?
Avengers Infinity War.
Blair's Nemesis.
It's going to make all of the monies.
Yeah, for real.
Like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Perfect weekend to have Blair here in anticipation of Avengers.
Oh, God.
It's going to make all the monies.
So many theaters. I mean.
So let's talk about this.
Heads are going to explode.
People dress up.
In the movie and in the theaters. We bought our tickets a month ago.
It's going to be a nerd fest.
Because we wanted to get literally.
You're going?
Well, look what we do.
I know, fair enough.
And also, we are fans of the series overall. Drew grew up a Marvel reader.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they do make, like, middle-of-the-road, just, like, entertaining movies.
Yeah, they are entertaining.
And if people aren't sucked into them and they don't like them, I'm like, all right, cool. I
just want to see.
Not everyone's going to like Lord of the Rings.
I just want to know who's going to die.
Yeah, now, so this movie, here's the thing. So Avengers.
Oh, they said the deaths were permanent, right?
Yes.
The game is who's going to die.
Well, it's not even that deaths are permanent. It's that contracts are ending.
Hawkeye. Done.
No,
he's gonna be done.
Hawkeye.
They want to get rid of him. Why the fuck would they keep him?
I don't know. Has Jeremy Renner re-signed his contract?
No. Here's the thing. I don't know if he's re-signed his contract, but Hawkeye hasn't been in any of the marketing.
Yeah, but he's no one fucking cares about him.
Exactly. That's the truth. No one does care about him.
He's a dude with a bow and a purple suit.
Which is the thing. So killing him is almost like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right. But also the thing with spoiler alert. The thing with Thanos is that for this storyline, almost everyone dies.
That's the thing.
That's the point of it.
Oh, I know of it. I'm aware of comic books and stuff. So I know what goes on.
But you just, right.
I just fucking hate the fans.
I hate the fans. Fans are the worst. Fans of everything are the worst.
God.
Podcast listeners are the worst.
Drag race fans are the worst.
They're the worst. Robert Downey Jr., his contract is up. Chris Evans, his contract is up.
He's on the road. He's done.
Chris Hemsworth's contract is up.
Dead.
Banner's contract, Ruffalo, his maybe he came on later in the process, so I don't know what kind of deal he signed.
What about the Vision?
Paul Bettany probably up.
Well, yeah.
They just made
in order for Thanos to complete the Infinity Gauntlet, he has to die.
He has to rip the thing out of his head, and that's the thing that brought him to life to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I said I knew about the stuff, not an expert. Definitely not.
But you know enough to be like, what's up with that Vision, dude?
Yeah, also...
Paul Bettany's also awesome.
Also, him in that sweater I find adorable. Yeah, that entire time, I loved it. I'm like, I'm here for it, Dad.
When he tries to be a human.
Yes, it's great. It's so great. It's like, he should just have like a little maid costume on and love it.
I'm a fan. Also, Drew and I were talking off mic about this. This is how you know who's going to stay around. There's a Spider-Man movie coming.
Right.
So Spider-Man doesn't die.
Of course not.
They just did Black Panther, and it was just the biggest thing ever. So
they're not going to kill him.
Black Panther's coming. Captain Marvel is debuting in this movie, and then she has her movie coming out.
Nope.
I don't know if they have a third Ant-Man movie after... But they do have an Ant-Man movie coming in November.
Yeah, so he can't die.
But where does that fall in the timeline, though? That
may be
pre-Infinity War.
I have a little story about Ant-Man 2 real quick.
Do you really?
Yeah, I was up in Atlanta in September.
Where they make everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so I went to, long story short, I went to this very private, very exclusive club called the Red Phone Booth. And you have to have a phone number, and you have to put in this old-style telephone, blah, 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 speakeasy inside.
Oh, cool, yeah, okay, that's fun.
And so when I went in, there was all these people here, and I'd been there for a few days now.
Yeah.
And so I go up to the bar, and I'm like, what's going on? He's like, you can't say anything. And I'm like, sure, as I tell him on podcast.
Yeah.
Totally. He's like, the whole cast of Ant-Man 2 is here.
Whoa!
And I'm like, fucking A, totes. So I get my drink, And, like, I'm wearing something very revealing. I was in a mood. Like, I was in a mood. So I was walking around and stuff, and then just suddenly Paul Rudd is just at the there. Fucking bar.
Nice.
And I mosey on over, because he's not talking to anybody, and I'm like, this is my chance! And I go over to him, and I'm like, oh, look who's in town! And he's like, do I know you? I'm like, no.
That's a weird way to start a do I know you?
And we started talking, and I'm like, oh, I know why you're here. He's like, why? I'm like, you're filming the new fucking movie. I'm not stupid. He was like, we can't say anything. I'm like, anyone with functioning brain cells could figure this out, but okay.
Right.
Very nice man, though. Very, very nice. That's cool. And great crew, great cast. Yeah. Like, they're super, super nice. Like, all those people, like, people portray people in Hollywood as assholes, and sure, a ton of them are.
Any profession is going to have their share of assholes.
But this is a good group. They're really nice.
That's awesome. That's cool. Yeah. So you got to drink a little hang out with Ant-Man.
I was so drunk. It was bad.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, I want to give him my number so badly. I gave him my business card, though. I'm deaf sure he threw it away, though.
No, positive. No, just check your email. Check your spam folder. It may get stuck in a spam.
Yes, Rudd. Marry me, Rudd. Thanks.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Love you, Rudd.
What was the name of the Red Phone Booth?
Yeah, the Red Phone Booth.
The Red Phone Booth.
Super fun bar, really expensive.
Shout out to our Georgia listeners. Go start drinking there and do if some paparazzo. Yeah, if you find out the password. You can email Drew for that password. Drew knows all passwords at redphonebooth.com and they'll help you out. Avengers, looking like it's going to make between $235 to $255 million this weekend.
It's gonna make more than that.
It could. That's the thing. That's what it's tracking at, and tracking's very unreliable. Yeah. And a lot of that is being based on the fact that Star Wars The Force Awakens made 248. So what they're saying is that
we could be Star Wars.
It could make more than Star Wars. It could make less than Star Wars.
Star Wars will never end. It's never going to end. It's going to be here for fucking ever.
It is going to be here forever. And maybe these Marvel movies as well.
God.
Especially if Avengers Infinity War makes $250 just opening weekend. Reporting also that the budget is around $275,
sure.
I think, which isn't even the most expensive movie ever. Most expensive movie ever, Drew? You would never guess it. Pirates of the Caribbean on really? Stranger Tides.
What?
The fourth one.
The fourth movie?
The fourth Pirates of the Caribbean costs like $320 million to make.
Did they just pay all that to Johnny Depp? Was that all him?
Starting with the fourth one and the fifth one, he does get paid $50 million per Pirates movie. Yes.
Girls have such a hard-on for Johnny Depp, but I don't know why.
Do they still?
Yes.
I thought he comes across as like old creepo now.
Go on Tumblr right now.
No, I stay away from Tumblr. Yeah, it's...
No, I'm not on Tumblr either. It's really
yeah, sure you're not. Yeah, Drew's rubbing his eyes now in disbelief. Over $300 million to make that fourth one. And that fourth one, probably the worst of all.
I was about
to
say, by leaps and bounds.
It's crazy.
Really bad.
So there you go. All right, Avengers going to make a shit ton of money. And we bought our tickets a month ago to see like the first showing on Thursday.
Right.
Just so we could get ahead of it. Get it exactly. That it feels more like...
I just want to get this movie out of
the
way.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Like, don't get me wrong. I want to see this movie.
Right.
But it does feel like a chore.
Right?
It's an obligation. Yeah. I have to do this.
Mm-hmm. Just, whether I want to or not.
Let's just
like going
get
to
it
the
done.
Dentist.
That's the reason. Yeah, going to that. It's no, I see more bad movies than I go to the dentist, that's for sure. Like going to see, Drew doesn't do this, but I went and saw the last Hunger Games. It's like, I just feel obligated because I saw the first three.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I was supposed to go, but something probably happened.
Yeah, you're like, you came
or
to your
senses.
Or
you made something happen to make something happen, so you didn't have to go.
Yeah, he took a hammer and smashed his fingers. I broke my hand, Chris. I can't. Remember, that was the time you broke your hand?
Yeah.
Did you do that to yourself?
Yeah,
I broke my own hand.
There you go. Instead of going to see Jennifer Lawrence.
Totally
with the bow and arrow.
Totally worth it.
She bow and arrowed Julianne Moore?
Who?
Who?
Yeah, Julianne Moore.
What?
Right to the heart.
She's in those movies? When did she end up in those movies? How did she end up? I thought...
Yeah, she's the leader of the rebellion group.
I thought...
was her and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Man, I don't even
know. And then
I remember nothing
for 10
of that.
Minutes.
I remember nothing.
You know
of that.
Obscure-ish movies. What was that fucking movie with Philip Seymour Hoffman? Something Schenectady. What was that movie?
Schenectady, New York.
Yes.
Schenectady.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Something
like
that.
It's pronounced like in the regular way. I think they do it a weird way.
Like the city,
but it's
spelled weird.
Yeah. Schenectady. Great.
Love it.
Great.
Charlie Kaufman.
Fucking great.
Did you ever see Anomalisa? The animated, the stop motion puppet movie?
Yeah.
The same guy, Charlie Kaufman, made that
one
movie.
Of the most human movies you'll ever see. There's not a single human being.
Not a single person in it, yeah. And it has a cast of dozens of characters, but voiced by three people.
Love it. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Anomalisa. It's really good.
Heck yeah.
Avengers Infinity War. We're going to see that. All right, Drew. Come on, buddy. Hope you're thinking. Hope you're ready.
Ever ready, Chris?
You're always ready. You're in a state of readiness.
Permanent readiness.
Yes. Permanent readiness.
You must be Doc Holliday.
That's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
That's right. The doctor is in. Dr. Drew is here with your prescription for life. Doctor, please take it away.
Chris, this week I want to remind everybody to be careful what you wish for. I wished for more money a while ago.
Yeah.
And instead of more money, I got more money,
yep.
But I got it through more work.
Uh-oh.
And that was a pain in my ass.
Uh-oh.
So be careful.
Be careful what you wish for. Cogburn out. Thank you so much, Dr. Drew. Take that advice to heart, people. Crespo Disco time. Let's take a break. In the plugs, I'm going to talk about the Cinco de Mayo event we have going on, the PFT Get Rad Records event. We have a lot of bands playing. So here's a song from one of the bands. They're called Victims of Circumstance. The name of the song is A Libido the Size of Toledo. That's cute.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's cute, right,
Jill? I love puns and I love wordplay. Amazing.
Amazing. There you're right.
Thanks.
So here we go. Victims of Circumstance. They're going to be at the show. We're going to play the song and then we're going to be back with the second half of the show. Here we go.
At least I know when I reach the
the first time ever, you can get your own copy of Lady Rabtastic's Greatest Hits, Volume 69. For the low, low price of $99.99, you'll receive a limited edition compact disc featuring such songs as Go to the Club.
Let's go to the club, let's drink a drink, and ooh. You look good in that skirt, let's go to the club, ooh.
Jesus Save Us.
Jesus, you sent us Trump to save us.
Have you ever seen an elephant swim?
Have you ever seen an elephant swim? It's got paddles on the bottom of its feet.
Go to the club again.
Shirt off, touch my nipples, ooh. Let's go to the club and get drunk, baby. Why you looking at me? I'm looking at you. Let's get on down, stick it in my poo hole.
Who am I?
Who am I? I'm Lady Raptor.
And of course, Swing Low Sweet Chariot.
Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet.
You'll also receive a gold-plated cassette single of Lady Rabtastic's newest hit, Sex Work.
Sex Work. Sex Work. I'm going home to clean the bed, because tonight I'm doing sex work.
Call today at 1-555-LADY-RABTASTIC. Post and major credit cards not accepted. Available for a limited time only.
Welcome to the Crespo Dome.
All right, we are back, guys. Episode 276 continues. We have Drew Stackhagberg and Drew.
Yes, sir.
And Blair Baker Blair.
Hi.
And an air horn. That is right. Drew Stackhagberg, where can people find you online?
At Antihero.
Oh, take two!
At Antihero 419, some places on the internet.
Some places on that internet. If you want to friend him on Facebook, you can try.
You can attempt it.
But you have to meet him first. Face to face. We got to meet a few people at the Scotch and Good Conversation meetup.
Did?
At the cool. La Femme de Fromage. when I told my brother that, he was like, La Femme du Fromage? The end of the cheese?
Yes, the end of the cheese.
I was like, no, La Femme, the woman of the cheese.
The cheese lady.
You know, the woman of the cheese?
The cheese lady.
The cheese lady. Yo.
It's Gouda. I don't know.
No, don't worry. That's the good pun horn.
Oh, yes.
It's labeled good pun horn.
Oh, so bad.
That's what that was. God. We went and had a delicious grilled cheese and beer flight.
Oh, yum.
It was really good.
Fuck yeah. That sounds amazing right now.
It was really good. Well made. Right, Drew? Would you say it was a good pairing?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
We enjoyed it. We got to meet a few people. Shout-outs to Tyler. I gotta meet Tyler. I gotta meet, I don't know if he listens. Yeah, I gotta meet Pizza Peisenberg.
Right? Oh, yeah! Yeah, I love him.
Pizza Peisenberg.
We go way back,
there
yeah.
There you go. All right, so it was a lot of fun. It was, good people, good hanging out.
Yeah.
Blair.
Yes.
Where can people find you around town?
You can find me on Instagram at blair.baker, all lowercase.
Okay.
And on Facebook, just Blair Baker, no E at the end, because you don't need that.
But you will? Will you friend people without meeting them face-to-face?
I have to have some mutual friends.
Okay. All right, there's got to be a mutual friend in there.
And if your profile picture isn't of you, if something else, then you will not be added.
Ooh, good
fact.
To know.
I need to see people's faces, because so many people add me. Like, comedy-wise and stuff like that. So, like, every time someone adds me, if it's, like, a picture of their car, I'm like, nope, done. You're not.
Like, what are you, a sentient car? What is this? I'm being stalked by Christine?
The weirdest thing is, like, when, like, this sounds so, like, conceited. When fans of mine add me on social media and stuff, they have a tendency to, like every single thing I post, which is cool, but then comment on every single one of my statuses, which is not encouraged.
Oh, on every single one? Yeah, over and over and over?
You know who you are.
You know who
Stop it.
You know who you are. Stop it.
Oh,
we're watching. That's a surveillance button.
Oh, my God.
And then how about, you have any gigs coming up?
Yes, I do. If you guys are more, traveler people.
We have listeners all around the world.
Okay, well, I'll be in Baltimore, May 31st through June 3rd. I'll be at X-Fest, the all-female comedy festival in Baltimore. And, yeah, just stuff going around in Orlando. I can't think of any right now. But, I'm always at Sideshow Open Mic that happens on Thursday.
Okay.
And I'm also at the Falcon Open Mic that happens on Tuesdays. That's really, really fun. And, yeah, I mean, mostly, put me on Instagram because, like, I need 1,000 followers by the end of the year. So you guys need to help me out with that.
Shooting for 1,000? Is 1,000 a number? Is that the number we're
going
for?
Yeah, well, if I'm going, I'm at 856 right now.
You're at 856?
Yeah, dude.
The show Instagram's at, like, 909 or really? Something.
I need your help, guys, for my own validation from strangers, please.
That's this guy. This guy right here.
All right, guys.
He's a social media genius.
Well, am I not really? Cinema Crespo ESO listeners, guys, if you're into Instagrams, Blair.Baker, hit it up.
It's Cleavage and Sailor Moon. What else do you want?
Guys, what else do you want?
What else do you want?
Sounds like a pretty good deal, Drew.
Right?
All right, so follow her online to see where she'll be at around town. And our Maryland listeners, we do get downloads in Maryland.
Come on.
I don't know where in Maryland, but if
buy
you're close,
me drinks, buy me drinks.
Go, go buy Blair a drink and say you heard her on Cinema Christmas. So. Cinco de Mayo in Sanford at the Stranded Sailor Pub. That's 418 Sanford Avenue. We're doing the Get Rad Records. TFT Media.
Oh, nice.
Present Cinco de Mayo Street Party.
Cool.
What is that? What they put? It just says Cinco de Mayo Street, and then it ends. It ran out of room.
So we're just sponsoring a Cinco de Mayo Street.
Yep.
It's Cinco de Mayo Street.
No party, just a street.
Nope.
It's gonna be crazy. Here's all the things that are happening. First off, starting at from 12 to 3, it's a punk rock swap meet. So they'll have a bunch of vendors there, of people selling stuff, local vendors as well as people with equipment and instruments to either sell or swap out or do
so
whatever.
I can get I can get some used plaid chain wallets and combat boots.
Yeah.
Yes, or you could get a local comic creator. I don't have the name of the comic in front of me, the people who do it, but like a local comic company, like there's shit's going to be there that you can buy, and other local vendors will be there, and you can get actual maybe you can finally get that bass guitar.
Sweet, cuz I've always wanted a bass guitar.
Yeah, I see. You play Rock Band
like a decade ago.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago, Chris. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
It was a good time ago.
It was
a good time ago.
Agreed.
So that's from 12 to 3.
Okay.
While that's happening, the What's the Fuss crew will be there. That's Rocky, Ryan, Etchy, and they will be recording their episode.
Oh.
And they will have speakers set up where you can hear it. So it'll either be the speakers will be out front or out back, maybe both.
I love those guys.
Those guys are
great.
I love
being here with them. Their show is so much fun too.
So if you want to hear them record and maybe even we'll have a spare mic, maybe even try to crash them.
That's what I always do.
Well, then there you go.
I have a tendency to do that.
There you go. I don't know what they have planned, but they'll be recording during the swap meet. Starting at 3 o'clock, bands start playing.
Cool.
So the bands that are playing include Victim of Circumstance, which I played during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Bothering Dennis, they're from Gainesville. Moon Men from Mars, that's
okay.
Fritz, Jeff Ilgenfritz.
Hey.
Ilgenfritz. 69 Fingers, the Trans Dimensionalizers played them last week. Tracy Blade, Scarecrow Electric, Radio 89, Really Fast Horses, Sacred Owls, The Robinsons. It keeps going. Sticky Steve. And Pigpen Orlando, or Pigpen Oral is what it says.
Love these names.
It says
so much.
Pigpen is a sideshow artist and MC.
Oh, cool.
So from 3 to pretty much midnight, all these bands are going to be playing.
Right? Nice.
Between the bands, while they're setting up, we're going to have other podcast recordings. So Drew and I will be there doing a couple Cinema Crespedisos.
Oh, cool.
State of the Beer Union will be there. So that's Ed Irvin and Leslie Joe.
Leslie's love awesome. You, babe.
So they'll be there recording a couple of bits. Peter from Scotchy Good Conversation will be there
fun.
Recording.
Oh, my God. It's like a reunion. I've done it with already.
There you go.
That sounds wrong, but
they come out
podcast with. But, yeah. That's what I meant.
There you go. it's going to be a lot of great people hanging out. And then also, I got word from the Get Rad dude, Nick, who owns the whole thing, and he's like the one really hustling.
Right.
There's also going to be food trucks there, mm-hmm. and it's crazy.
Yee
what's
food.
Going on. He's the one behind everything. He just did a thing where there were stand-up comedians.
Hey.
And they're going to be at this event.
What?
So actually, Blair, you may know some of these people.
Yeah.
Ah, man, where can I find the list? It's an expired event.
Oh, no.
Maybe. Here we go. I got it.
Oh.
A crisis averted.
Good job.
We're all good. Ryan Holmes was supposed to be there yesterday or 2 days ago, but then he didn't make it because he got drunk.
No.
He's working at Real Radio
Promotion. I love
that man
so much. Love you so much.
He's fantastic.
He's so great.
Not the most reliable.
He really should have won Monsters in the Morning, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. He was on there all week, so did he not win?
No, he didn't.
Because he's been there all week. So that's why I'm asking. Did he not win? He's still there.
Yeah.
I feel like he still won it.
Well, fuck it.
Okay, at this event, so most of these comedians, if not all of them, will be there. Luc Dupuy?
Sure.
Dupuy?
Sure.
You're looking at me like I had this list in front of me as well.
You're looking at me.
Dupuis.
I know who that is, and yes.
How do you say the name, then?
No idea.
Ha-ha!
I just need to say the first name.
Ryan Holmes, you already said Fritz yep. Pierre, who we know.
Love.
We had him on the show a couple weeks ago. Stephen Mitchell.
Love, yeah.
And this all of that, I think, was put together by Soddy
Von Braun.
No. Thacker.
Oh, whatever. He went by Von Braun. He used.
Yes, two names. Come on, what is this?
Love Soddy though. Soddy is Soddy. Easily
Soddy
one
Von Braun.
One of my favorite comedians out here. I don't get to see him very often, but when I do, it's really enjoyable.
Well, he should be at this event as well with all these people. So we're gonna figure out a time to get them on stage and work something out to do
something. Totally. Soddy's so cool. Well, the rest of them are cool too. Love you guys.
So what we're pretty much saying is that Cinco de Mayo, Stranded Sailor.
It's gonna be rad.
It's gonna be rad. Get rad. It's an overbooked event. It's gonna be
fuck yeah.
It's gonna be ridiculous. It will never not be something going on.
Cool.
So, Drew, sorry, wrapped you up in that for a couple hours.
Fantastic.
There will be, Drew, for talent, food and drink.
Live drunk people.
We'll be in a room on the side recording with, like, our own doors closed off. And so, like, all the live drunk people will be over there, and we'll be recording over here in our sweet little room that has, like, a plate glass window facing the street so people can walk by and then stop in the window and gawk at us like animals in
the
zoo.
I'm just gonna hang out in the room
people
the whole time.
People watch.
It's a decent sized little room. Yeah. Also, out back, they have a nice little seating area out back, and that's where the food trucks are gonna be.
Are there gonna be people out there?
Is Daydream Pizza gonna be there?
There's gonna be people everywhere.
Not interested.
I don't think they got Daydream
Pizza.
Oh,
I love Daydream Pizza. Oh.
Sure, it's gonna be fun,
it's
buddy.
So good. Drew's gonna have so much fun.
I don't know about that.
Drew's in a particularly antisocial mood this spring.
I'm in a particularly antisocial mood my entire life.
That's true.
Is it a mood if it lasts forever?
Good question.
It's a perma mood.
Good question.
Oh my god.
Oh, there we go. Drew's the guy good versus the world. Drew's the guy good versus the world. Drew's the guy good versus the world. Here we go. I'll put this down, pick this up here. All right, Drew. Chicago versus the world. We do this every week, Blair.
Yes.
You represent the world.
You got it. As usual.
As usual. Drew won last week. Yes, correct. Yes, you did.
Sure.
Against Kristen Blaylock, director of Survivor in White. That was a pretty good game.
I vaguely remember that.
It's because you're hammering. What are you drinking over there?
All that Monster juice. Got me some Pipeline Punch, Chris. See, it's got the little dude doing the hang ten thing because, you know, apparently that's cool still.
Yeah, bro. Hang ten, yeah. Brother.
Cool, dude.
So lame.
Well, radical.
Drew is also a classic Florida surfer dude, so.
Yeah, because, you know, so many surfers come out of Florida.
Well, yeah, you grew up with those gnarly waves of the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, those 11-inch waves, man. Those things are, woo, they're rough.
Insane.
They are rough.
That's how he cut it. That's how he cut his teeth.
Oh my god.
Alright, this week's game is called Atom Smasher.
Okay.
Atom is an ATOM or ADAM?
ADAM.
Yes!
I'm gonna tell you a movie. You tell me if that movie is featuring Amy Adams or Rachel McAdams.
Okay. Damn it. Okay.
So, between these two random white girls, bland white, not too bland, one's a redhead and one's, I try to make it kind of.
Pretty.
If I really wanted to fuck you, I'd be like Amy Adams and Bryce Dallas Howard and Jessica Chastain.
I can't even picture them in my own mind.
They are the same person.
You gotta be able to picture them first.
They're the same person.
Have they been in the movie together yet? No.
No, they're not. No.
Actually, Chastain and Dallas Howard have been in a movie together.
Have they?
Yeah.
It's a lie.
The Help.
Oh my, really?
That's a lie.
I don't know if they've been in scenes together, but even then.
Fake news, Chris.
I saw double
alternative facts.
Double Impact, that's two Jean-Claude Van Dammes. That was in the 90s, so I don't know. So I don't know. All right, Adam Smasher.
Okay.
Amy Adams or Rachel McAdams. Drew, you got to go first because you won last week. So we have two groups of five, A and B. Choose wisely.
I'm going with B.
Here we go, Drew. Who was in this one? Tried to make it easy and hard to try.
Number You're one. Awful at this, Chris. You always have been and you always will be.
The Fighter.
Rachel McAdams.
Ooh, Amy Adams. Wrong. Amy awesome. Adams. Here we go. Number two, Wedding Crashers.
What? I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
And I don't remember either of those people being in it.
Yeah,
Wedding Crashers. So we're going to go with Rachel McAdams again.
That is correct. Yeah, she was Bradley Cooper's boyfriend, fiance, whatever. Number three, American Hustle.
Amy Adams.
That is correct. Number four, The Hot Chick.
What?
This is an actual movie?
Yes, dude.
Yeah, that's
Rachel McAdams.
That is correct. Oh. Hot Chick, that's that what's Rob Schneider's Rob Schneider movie. Finally, number five, About Time.
Amy Adams.
Rachel McAdams with the Domino Gleason. That's the one where he goes back in time. He goes into the cabinet and he shakes his fist and his dad's Bill Nighy. All right?
Yeah, you're yes. right. God damn it.
Blair, this is how the game goes. You know it. You ready?
Oh, God, yeah. I can't even picture these people. Okay.
All right. Amy Adams, Rachel McAdams.
Got
those are your options. Okay. Number one, who was in this one? Man of Steel.
Oh, Rachel McAdams?
Amy
Adams.
Damn
it! I can't even picture. Who was she even?
Lois
Lane. She was Lois Lane? How did I not picture? Okay.
Yeah, the only woman in the Superman movie.
Right. I'm like, wait, what? I didn't see that movie, that's why.
All right, number two. Okay. Well, yeah, okay, that's fair. Number two, The Notebook.
I'm a lady. I should know this. As an owner of a uterus, I should know this. I'm going to go with Rachel again.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, honey.
Number three, Julie and Julia.
Amy Adams.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
Number four, Trouble with the Curve.
What the fuck? What movie is this?
Ah.
What the fuck? What year was this? Do you know? This?
I don't have the year.
Was this that stupid Justin Timberlake movie?
No, that's Just in Time.
In Time.
No, In Time, you're right.
Just in Time would be just as good, though. Just as good.
Okay, I'm going
to
go.
No.
Clint Eastwood?
Yes. Timberlake wasn't in that. Was he?
Okay. I'm going to go.
I only saw the trailer.
I'm going to go with Amy Adams again.
Correct.
Oh, fuck me sideways.
And I didn't know Justin Timberlake was in that. I never saw it. Number five, The Family Stone.
Fucking, I don't know these movies. What is happening? Rachel.
God bless you, Drew. One more time. That is correct.
Screw your goddamn
expression.
Blair wins.
Are you serious?
I am completely serious.
I guessed on all of those, you guys.
It's fine. It's 50-50 shot.
It was a 50-50
hey,
shot.
Hey, I feel good. I'm here for it.
All right. Congratulations,
Thank
Blair.
You. Cool
Sorry,
beans.
Drew, but still 3 out of 5.
Yeah, see, there's a stupid face.
Oh, man. I totally didn't even know.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Justin
wow.
Justin Timberlake with Amy Adams.
I told you he was in that stupid
man,
movie.
Man, Drew, you got it. You were right, though.
I saw the trailer.
Yeah, look how great right you are.
I saw the trailer, too. I don't remember Justin Timberlake.
Well, that was the only part of the movie that stood out to me. I was like, why is Justin Timberlake in this movie about baseball people?
It just sounds to me that I was like, oh, look, it's an actual baseball movie. Clint Eastwood's in it. It's one of his last movies that he's acted in.
Anybody else find it super weird that Justin Timberlake is married to Jessica Biel?
Why?
I just find that incredibly, a weird pairing.
You think so?
Totally.
They're two good-looking white people.
I was about to say, yeah.
I mean, what has she been
I'm sure
in?
Their genitals match.
I mean, what has she been in lately? Like, Jessica Biel hasn't done shit.
What has she been in? She's been in Justin's Love Shack.
Oh, who the
fuck? That's the thing.
Making a lot of money.
True.
His last thing is kind of, sort of, what is it, Man of the Woods?
No, that's kind of faltered, I thought.
It did. It kind of flops.
He's put out an album recently?
He put out an album this year with a music video. The song was weird.
Why do you think he performed at the Super Bowl?
That's
why
he performed at the Super Bowl. That wasn't received that well.
No.
He's in his mid to late 30s. He's kind of faltering now himself.
Yeah, it's so weird to see.
His time has passed.
Very much so. And also,
which is weird.
The same thing with Katy Perry. Like, I remember back when I was in high school, not obviously not that long ago.
Has her time passed? Is it passing?
Yeah, right? 5 years. 5 years ago.
What?
I know. But back when I was in high school, like, I was a freshman, Katy Perry was, like, super popular. Like, very popular. But now, like, teens don't fucking know who she is.
What are they into now?
Yeah, it's true. But it's just really interesting.
What are they into now?
Well, no, they're like, who she is. Like, they don't like her. They don't enjoy
her. But what do the teens like?
Rap. And butts.
Trap, a lot of trap stuff.
Butts.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Butts.
Yeah. Sir Mix-a-Lot should make a comeback now.
Butts.
He did.
He did?
Yeah. That Anaconda thing?
Nope. I know nothing about it.
That Nicki Minaj song?
Oh, yeah. Anaconda.
Yeah, that sampled that.
It sampled Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah. So
but that was already like 3 years ago, I think.
Oh, my God. It's so weird to look at people that are in high school still these days because, like, when I was in high school, I did not look like these people. And it wasn't even that long ago.
How do you think we feel?
Right?
Yeah. When I was in high school. Yeah. What about when I was in high school? There was a lot of plaid was going on and chain wallets.
Love plaid.
It was a weird time.
Plaid.
It was a weird time. But, like, thick. Thick flannelly plaid worn around your waist.
Yes.
Why? Because that's how Kurt Cobain wore.
And rebel. Then. And you're a rebel. And you don't follow people's rules.
I don't look at my Doc Martens, but with the right shoelace.
I'm
color.
Such a. I'm so original. And such a rebel. Look at me and everybody else.
Well, same thing.
There we go. Look,
thank God they opened this Hot Topic. Now we can all buy our same clothing together. Mm-hmm.
To be different.
To be different together.
Oh God.
There's nothing wrong with being different together. I'm gonna write that down.
Of course not. I mean, when I was in high school, I voluntarily wore bright red jeans, a blue sweatshirt with pink skulls on it.
There you go.
And I looked like a huge scumbag.
I loved wearing my Snoopy tie.
Oh, I looked like such a scumbag.
Big red Snoopy tie, yeah.
I had blue eyeshadow. It was a phase.
The shit we put our parents through.
High school.
Old high school.
So bad.
Drew, what was your... Was it the labrette piercing? Was that your biggest thing? You still have the hole?
No, the hole finally closed up.
Did it?
Yeah, it only took about a decade.
Did anything worse than that?
I didn't really get that bad into it. I didn't get any weird piercings, stupid tattoos.
Smart.
I wasn't into the JNCOs. I never...
Oh, the JNCOs.
No.
Not really.
No. Big giant,
I've heard of those.
It's all wet on the bottom because they're dragging them through.
Gross. Yeah. Gross.
Very gross. Chain wallet?
Never did a chain wallet.
Man, come
That's
on.
That's still happening.
Give us something, Drew.
No, I really... I'm not like a trend follower, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
I was trendier in high school. Middle school, high school, I was
That's
trendier.
That's not me.
College, I gave that up. I wore straight t-shirt
bullshit,
jeans.
Shit, Chris, you had frosted tips when I met you.
In high school. No, I they carry over to college, yes. That started in high school.
You had frosted tips when I met you.
That started in high school. Yeah. That started late in your high school. That did carry over into the first couple years of college. Yeah. I look
good.
Wow. I look like fat Ricky Martin. It was awesome.
If I see a guy with a chain wallet, my brain immediately goes like, oh, don't have sex with that person.
No, be careful. Yeah.
No, do not. Like, you will feel so ashamed, and I'm like, I already do for thinking about it.
Fair assessment. Now, to be fair, 95 to 99, much more in fashion.
Very much so.
So,
chokers are still a thing now. Like, the choker trend started back in 2015, like, again, yeah, obviously.
It came back.
But it's still around.
Chokers were big in the 90s.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, they're great at covering bruises, so it's a good time. I mean,
there you go, Nickies.
Blair's tip of the day. Wear a choker to hide all those bruises, you whore.
There you go. All right, Drew. I think the video plug Cinco de Mayo event, Cinema Crespi, so on all the whatnots and the Apple reviews and et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Hmm.
And email Drew at DrewsterLovesPeople at...
IHatePeople.com.
Let's get this out of the way. Let's do some movie news.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their
role. Navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon
is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beans?
That's right, it's time for the Cinema Crespity Some Movie News segment, the most important segment in all of podcasting. We talk about celebrity divorces, hot beach bods, but first off, we need that Justin Bieber update. Blair, what's up with the Biebs?
What's up with the Biebs? Oh God, what is up with the Biebs? I haven't really thought about him since I was 13, so I am really out of the loop on this.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say that he is working on his... crotchal muscles in Mexico.
His crotchal muscles? He's doing his man kegels?
AKA fucking Mexican hookers for a very cheap
price. All right, working the kegels.
I literally haven't heard from him in so long, though, like, about him.
Oh, really? Yeah. He's been, like, he got pumped up with the yodeling kid, and...
What?
He's working with this, this preacher. He's got a bunch of tattoos.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the tattoos. Not a good look.
And he's pining for Selena Gomez.
Aren't they back together?
I think they're, like, on again, off again.
Charity broke up with the Weeknd. By the way, hey, Weeknd.
Yeah, for real. Love Weeknd. What's up, Weeknd?
He was crying at Coachella, did you see?
No. What?
Yeah, he performed his new song, Call Me By My Name.
Call Me By My Name, parentheses, comeback, Selena.
Yeah, basically. And he was crying while, like, singing it, and it was about her, and I was like, ooh.
That's like when Miley Cyrus did that song about her goldfish.
Oh.
And then she cried.
Sure. Anyway.
She did.
It's really a goldfish. Come on.
She really loved that goldfish.
She's probably high. She loved that goldfish.
Ugh.
All right, here we go. We're doing movie news, which means I'm pulling up this email, and this email has the links, and those things include stories such as my movie pass card is on the way. Where did I?
Chris, you already got your movie pass card. That's an old ass email, bud.
Where are you looking?
That is an old email. In the spam?
He must be in the trash folder.
Yeah. Maybe it's in my drafts folder.
Oh my god.
Because I never actually sent it to myself. Okay, here we go. Oh, watch that phone. It's
sorry.
Yeah, it's no problem.
I tend to have that effect on people.
Your waves are womp, womp, womp.
Story of my life.
We got a bit of, you know what? Mad Max, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
We got a problem. Are you Blair the Hater? Did you see Mad Max Fury Road?
Yes, enjoyed it. Good.
Enjoyed it. Okay,
good movie.
There we go.
We happy.
Got the Blair the Hater seal of approval. I like that. It's good stuff.
Very happy.
When George Miller created that story, he had ideas for sequels right away that he wants to make.
Right.
And I think the second story that he wants to make will center around, not Max, is obviously included. But we'll include a lot more Furiosa.
Yes. Into it.
Yes, Queen. Give me that Furiosa. But no, furious, bitter court battle prevents Mad Max sequels from happening. No.
Wait, really?
Yes, what's happening is, let's see here. The director, the production company, Kennedy Miller Mitchell, has claimed in a document filed in the Supreme Court of New Zealand that Warner Brothers acted in a high-handed, insulting, and reprehensible manner. They destroyed the relationship of trust by allegedly refusing to pay a bonus for delivering the movie under budget and breaching a co-financing agreement. So basically what happened was they had a deal in place. Warner Brothers said, if you make this movie under budget and on time, you get a bonus. You get, like, a kickback of money.
Right.
The production company claims that they made that movie under budget. Warner Brothers claims, no, you spent more than the budget. You spent over budget. So now we're not going to pay you out. So now they're going to court to argue about how much money this actually cost to make. How much it made, what they spent the monies on, and how come they're not, Warner Brothers isn't paying out to the production company.
Oh, boy.
And until any of that gets squared away, they ain't making no Mad Max 5 and 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever they want to do. So we're never going to get them. George Miller is 73 years old.
He's
going to
die.
Thing of it is, they're such a large company. Just fucking pay them.
I bet you it's not even, we're talking like so 5, 10, 15 million. Probably talk about such a small
amount. It's so petty. Yeah. Like, this is, like, the definition of petty.
It's a definition of Hollywood, dark books, petty bookmaking. It's what they do.
Well, you know, there could always be, like, a Kickstarter thing. You know that could always be in the realm.
Not to make these movies are way too big. You ain't gonna,
really?
You ain't gonna,
you sure?
You're not going to Indiegogo Mad Max : Furiosa.
I feel like you fucking could. I mean, yeah.
These movies are gigantic. Crowdsource $250 million.
Yes. Yeah, right? No, not that much.
I'll donate $5.
Like $150. The argument is that a company says the movie costs $155 to make, and Warner says it costs $185 to make. So that's what the argument is.
All right. What else?
On the show, Blair, I'm sorry to say that I'm sure you're probably not interested in. Who knows? Maybe you might surprise us.
What?
We follow all bits of Terminator news.
Oh, yeah, I'm not mad at Terminator.
You're not mad at Terminator? No. All right, not hating on Terminator?
No, not really.
All right,
you know, have you seen the
Commercials for James Cameron's new TV show?
No.
No, what?
I don't know if it's on History or Science Channel. Some of these cable channels.
Yeah.
But it's James Cameron just sitting down talking sci-fi with the masters. You know, you're talking Ridley Scott, George Lucas, all the big names.
Oh, like Masterclass.
And they're just and they're just sitting down like, yo, this shit's awesome, right? And they're like,
yeah. It's just jerking off about
movies.
Yeah,
exactly. For real. That is what it is.
It's basically George Cameron.
Like, you're amazing. Like, you're amazing.
One episode is it's James Cameron and Ridley Scott just sitting there jerking each other off.
That sounds amazing.
Literally, just jerking each other off.
I'd watch it. Well, as long as one of them like directed it,
I'd watch them
jerk each other off. Yeah. Or I mean, like Ridley Scott better not hand off to Luke Scott, his son. No, I don't want to watch no Luke Scott shit. Okay, well, speaking of James Cameron, who is helping to produce the new Terminator movie.
Cool.
Being directed by the guy who did the first Deadpool movie. They found all these Terminator movies, going back to the second one, there's always a new Terminator. Arnold is there as the old model, the T-800, and then starting with Robert Patrick, he's the liquid one, etc., etc. They found their new Terminator, and it's a Ghost Rider, Drew.
Okay.
It's a guy from the TV show, Agents, going back to the Marvel, the stuff you don't like.
Fuck.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on
stuff
TV.
I've never seen.
Haven't seen it.
I haven't watched it either. But the guy who plays the Ghost Rider on that show, and it's not, what's the one from Johnny Blaze?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
So sure. Stupid.
It's a dumb name.
Stupid.
Well, what's the
guy from the 70s? Creed in the 70s.
Yeah,
it's
from the 70s. They were on LSD, like, oh man, he's
going to
be
Nick Cage movies, though.
I like the second one. They're bad.
It's so bad.
They are both bad.
The first one is awful.
The first one, I think, is unwatchable, awful. I think the second one is like you have some good... I mean, he's peeing fire at one point.
I love it. It's so stupid.
Idris Elba's running around like a maniac on cocaine the whole time, because he probably was.
Yeah, they try a 1,000-year-old wine. Like, I've been saving this wine forever. They try it, and it's like... That's not good.
That's awful.
It's like, it's better.
I think it turned into vinegar.
No, I think he says it'd be good as a salad dressing. all right, let's see here. I want to say the guy's name, so for people listening, because we have a lot of listeners who like the TV show. Gabriel Luna is the guy.
Okay.
And he plays the Ghost Rider. His is a car in the show instead of a bike.
Okay.
That's a little cooler.
It is cool. I like how, going back to the Cage one, I like how he got in that giant piece of construction equipment. And then because everything he does.
Well, exactly. That's the way it works. Any vehicle that he gets into kind of conjures the demon
as
well.
Better than a motorcycle.
No.
I kind of like the car too.
Right?
More.
There was
it's more imposing. It's bigger.
There was some crazy thing with like the Marvel characters going like way back in time, like prehistoric, and he's riding a fucking mammoth, becomes possessed.
Beautiful.
Imagine a giant flaming mammoth just raw. Exactly.
This is what
yes,
my
Chris.
Superheroes to be like.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
I know, right?
That sounds great. Speaking of superheroes.
Okay.
Vin Diesel.
God damn it. Why are we talking about all the things I hate?
Because
they're popular.
Because you're a Blair hater.
What about fucking Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel, love him or hate him, you have to admire his business smarts. Because him and his production company just bought the rights straight out to XXX.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, I'm on board.
All right, he bought the rights so that they can go ahead and
more of them.
They're going to make XXX4. It's in production. It's
5,
happening.
6, 7, 12, did 9.2.
You put your computer away. It didn't make that much money here domestically, but it banked worldwide.
Oh, did it?
Because it is loaded with people
international
people. Yeah. And not just movie stars, DJs, athletes.
Okay.
Like all sorts of stuff.
I'm not mad at this.
So
this is fun.
He is smart enough to be like, I am going to make more of these in this fashion. It's going to continue being this kind of ridiculous type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Cube's going to come back because he came back at the end. He was in the end of the third one. Fucking Ice Cube, exactly.
Are we there yet?
Yes, are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
XXX: Are We There Yet? Crossover, I'm in.
Wow.
It reveals that his character, XXX's character, was actually undercover, or that's his secret identity, right?
Sure.
I'm fine. I can We can put this world together.
Oh my god.
I've never actually seen most of these movies, but I'm sure we can
no,
make this
god
work.
No.
I did watch Triple X, the last one. Colon, the last
I've
one.
I've only seen the first one.
You've only seen the first
and
one?
And it was so... Like, it is such a timestamp of, like, 1997.
Yes. Yeah!
And I'll tell you exactly why. Because it's directed by Rob Cohen. Rob Cohen is a director who... I've heard this from people who have worked on his sets. Mm-hmm. He's a guy who... He likes to have, quote, young people on set.
Oh, really?
So he can say, is this cool? Is this cool?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this,
my God.
Yes, he's all about, like, is this cool in the moment now?
I'm not just a regular director. I'm, like, a cool director.
Exactly.
I'm a cool mom.
That's who he wants to be. But then he makes movies like this or the very first Fast and the Furious. He made the first one. So he's made two...
I still haven't seen movies. Any of them. So it doesn't mean anything to me.
It's fine.
If you're interested at all in like dumb fun movie, like
no.
like Sunday afternoon, it's raining.
I mean, do you want to see a pickup truck with a 50 caliber rifle mounted to the back of it drop out of the sky and start chasing somebody? Because
yeah.
that happens a couple times.
Yeah, it hits the ground and then
Jesus
just driving.
Right.
They're comic
That's
book
so
movies.
So silly.
They're comic
That's
book
so
movies,
much.
Not based on a comic book.
That's
but
so
going back to this guy, Rob Cohen, he makes movies. He tries to make movies that are cool, and instead they all come out just like you said. Like a stamp of all the dumb conventions
yeah.
mm-hmm. of the time. So I'm pulling up his list. Drew, his most recent movie.
Oh my God.
We joked about going to see it. We never went and saw it. The Hurricane Heist.
Oh, I still kind of want to see that.
It's oh, I've heard guy. Of that.
It looks like the most ridiculous movie of all time.
Like ridiculous bad? Like,
oh yeah, it's so
like
awful.
Bad.
Oh, bad.
Bad
okay.
but watchable. But no, like, watchably bad.
I'm
but
even,
I think the
I'm
review
not,
the reviews came
sure.
back as like not even watchably bad, which is a problem. He did the third Mummy movie.
Of course
he did. Not the first two, but the third one.
The Curse of the Dragon something.
Tomb of the Dragon Emperor,
with
right,
Jet
with Jet Li. Yes, yeah. exactly. He did that movie Stealth where the,
no!
the back to Jessica Biel, I think.
No!
I
think. Oh. Not Jessica Biel, oh. no.
He did the first
Jessica
triple
Biel thinks she's a pilot.
The first Triple X, not the second or third one. The first The Fast and the Furious, but none of the sequels. He did The Skulls. You remember that one with the kid from Varsity Blues?
No.
No. I watched that.
That like some weird
hungover
like
as fuck in college.
Lame fraternity one.
Yes.
Where it's kind of like Boiler Room but lame.
Yes, those are Skull and Bones.
Didn't Boiler Rooms be cool?
No.
No.
Even then, no. His best movie may be the Stallone movie Daylight where he's in the tunnel. Even then, it's just a 90s Stallone movie.
Oh.
Not good. Dragonheart. Dragon.
Oh.
The Bruce Lee story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a bunch of TV.
Wow,
TV,
he does
TV.
Not make good movies.
No. But he continues to make them. Yeah. He continues to make them. So he's the one. I can't remember why we got on the Rob Cohen team. Because you pointed out how bad.
I totally zoned out during that whole thing. I'm like, I'm not interested in this
you
at all.
You shouldn't be. They're all bad movies.
All pretty awful.
Oh, it was but just a white noise of bad.
He gets to continue to make movies. He just had one come out in theaters this year, The Hurricane Heist. So why do white men get to continue to fail upwards?
Nah.
It's not fair. That is the theme of the movie news segment. Vin Diesel buys the Triple X franchise.
I'm down for that, though.
Like him, not like him, that's just business
smart. Will they get
smart.
A different director, or is it going to just be...
Yeah, he'll handpick directors
okay,
that'll
yeah.
do what
well,
he wants to do.
Well, then it can get better, then. Now can.
It can.
It can get better.
Could get worse.
Mm. Oh,
it
yeah.
somehow
always get worse.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
always
right.
Get worse.
You're right.
We all can't be... Fast and Furious, even though you haven't really seen them, not into your thing, they're an anomaly in that they get better. Because a different...
It's all the same shit. It's cars and stuff.
It isn't, though. It started with
and
cars.
It started with
family.
Underground
family
car
thing
racers.
Is so corny.
Now they are like...
They're super spies.
Yeah, they're like an elite team of super spies and superpowers. All of a sudden, Vin Diesel can beat up The Rock.
Yes.
Which makes no sense.
Vin Diesel beats up The Rock. They're just... Yeah, ludicrous... His first movie. He's in the
yeah,
second one.
That's how I describe these movies.
They're ludicrous.
Yeah. They're fucking ludicrous.
They his character in the second movie is installing stereos. By the fifth movie, he's a world-class hacker.
Yep.
Getting into like a government databases.
He can crack the hardest safe in the world in that stupid one in Brazil.
It's just... I've seen more progress in one movie than I don't need to see a small amount of progress in five movies.
It's absurd.
You know what I mean?
But
like,
they're an evolving thing. Though and as different creative people have come on, they've changed And even look up the critical Rotten Tomato things. They've even gotten better scores.
I feel like you're giving it a lot of credit because I feel like a lot of people that go to those movies are just like, yeah, Fast Cars, Bruce, fucking Vin Diesel, yeah.
No,
like, you know
what I mean? We have no compunction with shitting on popular stuff. We say our opinions.
Do it all the time.
We genuinely like...
No, I'm just genuinely asking.
We genuinely like Fast and Furious 5.
Really?
On.
Wow, okay.
They're silly.
And that's what I'm saying, though. That's the anomaly. It's the series that continues to go, and it got better, question mark?
There you go.
It changed. Whether it got better or not, it changed.
There you go.
And it keeps making more money. Now, the death of Paul Walker is a big reason why 7 made
that
as much
really
money
sad.
As it did.
That
it was
is
very,
very sad.
Had a lot of emotion behind it.
Yes.
They're very soap opera-y for men. It's the type of entertainment for like people who like pro wrestling.
Well, it's...
That being said... I grew up watching pro wrestling, you know, I'm in that meathead type of...
I don't watch the best TV shows, but American Dad, I was watching it really late night one night, and they have this whole episode about finding an unused script, a script for the Fast and Furious movies,
oh, yeah.
And it has all these extra gay scenes in it. So, like, we edit out for America, but the France gets the real version.
No, there's some total, like, homoeroticism in there, which would make... Gives it a very funny undertone.
But it's family, dude.
It's family, bro. Family, bro.
Well, there's a scene where in the... Fifth one, I think, at the end, The Rock and Vin Diesel are talking to each other, but they can't look at each other, so they're like face to face, but their faces are next to each other and looking over each other's shoulders.
That's so, homosexual.
They're so
whispering into each other's ears.
They are talking to each other's ears. All they have to do is
just
turn
kiss
their head.
Just kiss his cheek.
But they both turn their head 45 degrees.
A nice full on makeout.
There's not be a full makeout. Just a peck on the lips.
Oh, God.
Just
tender, like, enough of me shitting on this movie.
No, well, who's shitting on it? We're talking about...
The Rock and Vin Diesel.
I'm coming for
possibly
you.
Possibly making out.
I'm going
to
get you.
You know what? I would not... I would actually pay money to see that. Yeah, I would pay money to see that.
Drew made a face. I'd see it. I'd pay money to see it. I'd pay
11. Drew just looks genuinely disappointed.
Yeah, Drew, you're so disappointed in the concept of Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel smooching real quick.
It's not as cool as everybody thinks it would be.
I just... You know what? As long as it's not played for laughs, that's what I'm saying.
No tongue, very emotional.
No tongue. It doesn't have to be tongue.
No tongue.
It doesn't have to be. I don't like. Doesn't matter who. Well,
full on face licking.
Ugh.
Oh man, that's weird. In Maximum Overdrive, Emilio Estevez, there's a scene where he licks a chick's forehead.
What? Yep, that happens.
Post sex.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. He rubs his thumb on her forehead. No. He, like, rubs the sweat off her forehead with his finger and then licks his finger.
Oh, no, never mind.
And then licks her forehead? Maximum Overdrive.
One time a guy did that to me in bed. I literally kicked him off of me. I'm like, get your ass off of me. You do not get to lick my forehead.
That is strange.
Get thee out.
Like, how do you even have that idea? How do you even have that idea to lick someone's forehead?
Cocaine?
Are you thinking super clearly when you're banging?
Nah, obviously not.
This is post-banging, though.
No,
this is
I'm talking about in-banging. I'm talking like
You're talking about in-banging.
Yeah.
Still.
I'm talking about post-banging.
Licking of the forehead. It's not...
I'm going to lick that sweat. Let me get that sweat.
That's weird.
That's
weird.
Let me get some of that sweat. Come over here. Let me lick that sweat. Drew, look at me. I'm going to lick that sweat.
I'm not...
that sweat off your forehead.
Not looking at you.
It tastes so salty like a cracker. I'm going to put some cream cheese on it. Get me some nut butter cream. Buttercream. Ooh, buttercream. Juicy Caliber taking a drink of this monster. Thinking about that buttercream. Thinking about that buttercream.
Yay. This has turned into a really bad American Dad sketch.
Oh my god.
Oh, a bad American Dad sketch?
Mm-hmm.
That is wrong, really.
Oh my god.
They get paid for those sketches.
We don't.
Oh, I literally almost died.
Thank you. I'll cut out that audio and send it to him, and we'll get paid for it.
No, you won't.
I'll be like, hey, give us some of that American Dad money, because apparently
you won't do it.
I never
do
things. Oh my god.
Drew, what? I sent you an additional email.
Did you?
Yes, for the Vox Populi.
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi. Vox Populi.
All right, here we go. You email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com, and Drew Sikogren reads it. Drew, take it away.
We got an email from Ron.
What is up, Ron? We love Ron.
Hey, guys. Do y'all have a favorite original Disney Channel movie? I just watched the new Descendant and Zombie movie from the channel, It's super sweet, but fun. It's hard to imagine the overpriced, orderly, openly ostracized Drew watching the channel.
Overpriced?
But maybe Chris and Guest has. Also, Saw, you were never really here. And you know, it's an indie darling, and I liked it. I just hate when all the twists and turns get muddled with mumble character acting flaws. I'm looking for the villain motive, and it mumbles by dying men, or the hero's lack of willingness to talk. Super annoying. Wait for the online rental. Okay. Hope y'all are well. Ron.
Nice. Right. I do have a favorite Disney Channel original movie.
A Disney Channel original? I think
they're
I do.
So good.
So what's your favorite?
Mine, it's between two.
Okay.
One is Smart House. It's about a... This is all very early 2000s.
Okay.
This is, like, imagine early 2000s, okay, this whole thing.
I was not watching Disney Channel this time.
Nope.
Basically, it's this family moves into this new house, but the house is alive. Like, not, like, breathing, but, like, with a robot.
Okay.
It's alive. And then she does all this kooky stuff, but then falls in love with their dad because they got, like, the mom's gone. So she falls in love with the dad. It's the whole thing. It's a really good movie. It's very cheesy. And also, this one is ridiculous. Okay, I believe it's called The 13th Year or The 14th Year. Can't remember. It's about a guy that's turning into a mermaid, and it's the fucking best thing ever.
You mean a mermaid?
whatever.
No, he's turning into a mermaid.
Oh, man. He's growing titties?
It's a whole transition thing, too.
It's a trans situation.
It's an allegory about puberty.
Exactly.
Like, it's a whole thing.
Well, sure, that makes sense.
It's pretty good, though. Like, and he's, like, a swimmer. Like, he swims professionally. He's like, I don't know why I'm so good at swimming. And he starts getting gills. It's the fucking best movie ever. I get stoned watching that the other day. I'm like, I love this.
That's hysterical.
So happy.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. You have an answer. Because I don't. I can't.
You should watch them. They're bad, but they're great.
I can't think of any Disney original, Disney Channel original.
Yeah.
Drew,
like,
do you have any?
Like Xenon?
Ron has got me pegged right. Disney Channel, come on. That's way too sweet and wholesome for me.
Is Ron closer? Ron may be closer in age, maybe.
I think Ron's in his, like, mid-20s.
He may be a little
younger. Well, there's a lot. There's, like, Xenon. That was a huge popular one on that. Halloween Town. That's a huge...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No. When I was watching any Disney Channel stuff, Disney Afternoons, I was watching.
It wasn't strictly...
About to say Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck and Dark... The DuckTales, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, no, none of those. That
was our stuff.
That's all I get. Yeah, that's all I know.
But a little bit of
Gargoyles.
Tailspin.
No.
Obviously, all of them were, like, very teen movies, so it's, like, all allegories about puberty and life and being responsible.
Yeah.
But they were so original. Like, that's, like, some of the most original shit I've ever seen on a Disney thing. And I hate Disney. Like, that's the thing I don't like either. I'm not a huge fan of Disney either. Just for, like, a lot of reasons.
Blair,
not gonna go into it.
Blair the hater.
Not gonna go
Disney,
into it.
All right.
But this small section of Disney that made these movies were so fucking fun. Like, they were just goofy because they knew they were goofy. Like, they didn't take themselves too seriously. It's great.
Alright.
Yay, great. Thanks, guy.
Awesome answer. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Well, and thanks for the review of... You were never really here to.
Yeah, I've heard
Phoenix
of that.
Movie.
It's really good.
People are talking it up a lot. Yeah, I want to check it out. It's still not playing here. Drew, what you got?
I got an email from Scott.
What's up, Scott?
He's got Isle of Dogs and Rampage reviews.
Okay.
Isle of Dogs. I haven't seen all of his films, but I do love most of the Wes Anderson catalog that I have seen.
Okay.
Rushmore, Moonrise Kingdom, Grand Budapest Hotel. Mm-hmm. These are all films that I adore.
Budapest.
Still, somehow, I have not seen Life Aquatic or Bottle Rocket. Good fare for my Crespo hundo.
Yeah.
I also need to rewatch Royal Tenenbaums before it leaves HBO this month. # public service announcement.
All right.
I saw it once, but it was in the theater. Remember kind of liking it, but it didn't leave an impression. Anyway, this is just the long way of getting around to my point, which is I loved Isle of Dogs. It's quirky and hilarious and heartwarming and ridiculous and relatable and everything that I cherish about a Wes Anderson experience. And the animation is the perfect level of low-key terrific. I legit LMAO'd every single time he depicted a fight scene as a vicious melee of cotton balls and random tiny puppet pieces.
That's cute.
Goddamn, that shit was hilarious. One thing that I really did not expect, though, and I specifically wanted to bring it up with my Crespo-Diso fam.
Uh-oh.
My theater had maybe 20 people in it, and at least 5 of them were kids, none older than age 8. Parents are taking their young kids to see this movie. Didn't expect that.
It's PG-13.
I guess a trailer with talking animated dogs is all that's needed to make kids want to see the movie. Never mind that half the dialogue is Japanese with zero captioning.
And the occasional
Wes Anderson captioning that does appear is so small and quick that kids can't possibly glean it.
Fuck no.
No, and it's not for kids.
It's not for kids.
Yeah.
Sure, I know kids are way smarter than we give them credit, and they pick up on so many things that we think they can't, but Japanese? Hair trigger captioning? You know how kids love Pixar movies because they're colorful and fun and animated and easy to follow stories, but there's usually enough adult-level shit that makes us old farts still love them, too. Well, Isle of Dogs was a reverse Pixar film. Mm. I wonder how many of those kids in my theater understood the vast amount of adult-level shit that was happening.
Right?
Or were they simply content with watching cute doggies talking for a couple hours and don't give a single fuck about all the blanks that they must have after watching this movie? Mm. This is not a kid's movie, or is it? Your thoughts?
Yeah, not a kid's movie for sure.
No, not a kid's movie, and also I do get upset about not having the closed captions because there's so many hidden jokes, like, all in that movie.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, I feel when they're speaking Japanese, I feel like I'm missing out
on
a joke or something.
You gotta learn Japanese.
Fuck that. It's, great movie, though, but fuck that.
Nope. Get a Rosetta Stone. You're right.
Kids should not be in there. But also, the kids are allowed because it is PG-13, but you can also bring a parent and bring any kid.
Yeah, but he's saying, like, under 13, though. They're saying it should be 13
or
older.
It deals with, like, some heavy stuff. Like,
yeah,
like, really heavy stuff. So maybe they really don't care.
And societal issues. And would they get bored? I think the kids might even get bored. Watching, to be honest.
That's so depressing.
And then they come back to it when they're adults, and they're like, oh, this movie's actually pretty good, but I saw it when I was a kid, and it wasn't for me. Right? That type of thing.
Yeah, good movie.
Can you think of a movie, Drew, that you saw as a kid that wasn't for you, and they came back to it as an adult? Was Event Horizon, maybe?
No, I mean, I never went back to it as an adult, but as a child, I was forced to watch Cobb.
Not for a kid.
Oh, wow. That came out of nowhere.
With Tommy Lee Jones, the autobiography of Ty Cobb. It's basically Tommy Lee Jones sitting in a dark room talking about baseball.
Talk about baseball. Talk about spiking people with his cleats.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Really fucking boring for a 13-year-old.
Being kind of racist. Yeah.
Oh, a lot racist.
Oh, yeah. A lot racist.
That's hysterical.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
All right, no, you also said he has a Rampage
review,
right?
All
right, so you saw Rampage. That's the Dwayne Johnson with the giant monsters movie.
God damn it,
which we haven't seen.
Fair warning, this video game was one of my favorites in the arcade. I stuffed damn near my college tuition into those machines, so I was not happy when I heard it was being made into a movie.
Aww.
But all rights, the ridiculous bastardization of a video game turned into a motion picture should have been the pinnacle of awfulness. I went in wanting to hate it, but god damn it, it was surprisingly good.
All right.
Oh.
Dwayne Johnson is not franchise Viagra. Nay, he is a full-on 99th level alchemist of blockbusters.
Whoa.
This dude turns shit into other 24-karat gold.
Mm.
He is a wizard. With any other lead action star, this movie would fail miserably. But The Rock is just that fucking charming. He makes this work. He is not alone in the movie's ultimate success. The action sequences are superb. The opening scene is particularly intense, a great primer for what's to come. But my favorite scene also comes rather early in the movie when a badass paramilitary unit is sent to retrieve the sample that eventually becomes the Big Wolf. Needless to say, it doesn't go well for them, but it was amazing, and the rest of the action throughout the film is really, really exciting. I was shocked by how much I enjoyed it all. The nitpick, though, the whole plot stems from an exploding space station with debris landing in three places: San Diego, Wyoming, and the Everglades?
That's us!
I'd love to see what a NASA expert has to say about any scientifically possible re-entry trajectory that could lead to those three impact locations.
Fair enough.
Whatevs. 3 stars. Take care, guys.
Man, you seen in the movie about little animals becoming giant monsters that there's a problem with a bit
consistency
of science?
Consistency!
His issue with a movie about regular animals turning into giant monsters is the trajectory of space debris. His issue with the movie.
Fair enough. That's a fair critique.
I think so. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks.
Yeah, but he liked it, though. That's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Most positive word I've heard so far from someone about this movie.
The only positive word, actually.
Fair enough. All right. Thank you so much, Scott. We appreciate it, buddy. Is that it for the Vox?
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
Well, there we go. Our last segment of the show before we wind it down is our New York City senior correspondent and horror film aficionado, Billy D.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Death at the Movies. Here we go.
There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
Ow! You're metal, dude! We're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right, time for Billy D's Death at the Movies. Drew Sakai, we're gonna take it away.
What is up, my dudes?
What's up, Billy D?
I was working on location this week in Dallas and only managed to watch the Netflix documentary series Wild, Wild Country.
All right, I've heard of this.
This is the story of Rajneeshpuram Commune in Central Oregon. It is one of the most in-depth works on a cult I've ever seen. Hmm. And at the end, it's hard to say who was right and who was wrong. Hmm. I certainly felt like the U.S. government and the state of Oregon come out as the bad guys, and the cult was just pushed too far to defend themselves and their religious freedom. Definitely worth watching and making your own judgments on a totally wild ride. Stay cool, Billy D.
Thanks, Bill. All right. The Netflix documentary.
Never
about
heard of it, actually.
Never heard of it?
No.
Yeah. I heard some talk about it the last
couple
weeks.
Cults, though. I'm here for cults. I'm here for it.
Well, then Wild, Wild Country. Check
I
it
love
out.
Cults.
Sounds like country cult. Sounds like, what, the game? Far Cry?
Far Cry 5, yeah.
I was at Nick's Ooh. Place. He was playing a little bit of that, Drew. Mm-hmm. He was running around a building.
I stopped after 3.
After 3?
Yeah.
Wait, that's where I started.
Because then I sold my Xbox for drugs, so.
But
it's whatever, no, but like that whole series is good. That's really fascinating, though. I love documentaries.
There you go.
Yay, cool.
Awesome. Wild, Wild Country on Netflix.
Down
there
for
we
it.
Go. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it. All right, it's time to start wrapping this thing up with the lightning round.
We give you the questions. You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
All right, Blair, here we go. I got 10 questions. I
oh,
need
fuck.
10
okay.
answers. And I need you to answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
All right, so we can get inside your mind.
Okay.
Drew, start that clock.
Go.
Number one, top 3 ice cream sundae toppings?
Hot fudge, whipped cream, and pecans.
All right, number 2, is there life after death?
God, no. There's nothing.
Number 3, Disney, Universal, or SeaWorld?
None.
Number 4, is existence meaningless?
Yes, of course.
Number 5, which is cuter, puppies or kittens?
Kittens.
Number 6, is religion more helpful or hurtful to society?
Way hurtful.
Number 7, have you ever been to a roller derby match?
Yes, I have.
Number 8, do the sins of the parents get passed on to the children?
My God, do they.
Number 9, where is the best comedy room in Orlando?
Bull and Bush.
Number 10, Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, Scrappy-Doo, who do you kick out of bed?
Ooh, Scrappy-Doo.
All
done.
Right, Scrappy-Doo, get out of here. Just a Cogburn. We got the blue bag. We got the red bag. These are our swag bags, Blair.
Oh!
Which one do you want to maybe go
Ooh.
Home with? Blue or red? Blue or red? Blue or red?
Blue, because it's my favorite color.
All right, blue. Drew, if you don't mind, please.
Oh, wow.
Break that thing open and tell Blair what she maybe get to go home with today.
You may get to go home with a glitter sand art set. It includes 3 bags of sand.
Oh!
So I'm pretty sure this is just a box with 3 bags of sand.
Thanks for the sand.
Mm-hmm. We've got a patriotic dancing solar character. It may or may not be Uncle Sam.
Oh, my.
It's Uncle Samish.
Royalty free Uncle Sam.
Yep. Yeah. We've got a jokes and gags whoopee cushion.
Fuck yeah. Comedy.
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 We've got starring Kevin Sorbo and Dee Wallace, the Junior Spy Agency on DVD.
I can't wait to burn it.
Comedy.
I don't even think it's Blu-ray.
I can't wait to burn it.
We have. Does this light up?
Is it?
The hell is this? I think it's a keychain. It may or may not light up. It looks like it might have little lights
on its snouty.
It might have little lights on the side, but
it's
it doesn't say.
Pig.
Like, it doesn't squeeze. You don't push. Oh, wait, there's... Oh, there we go.
Oh,
hang on. Does it make a noise?
It's oil. That's cute.
And a magnet that says I pooped today.
Yay! Wow.
Oh, that Blair. All of that can be yours.
Yes.
Or Blair.
Or
Drew takes that bag. He packed it up. We put that away. You never see it again. And instead, you take what's in the box right over here.
Oh my God. It's a whole box.
It's a whole box. Now, you don't know what's in the box. You can take what's inside. Or you know what's in the bag already. The whoopee cushion and the eye pooped magnet, et cetera, et cetera.
And the box of sand.
And the box of sand. You take this.
To be honest, in that whole thing, the sand is the most appealing.
It's appealing, isn't it?
And I really like it.
And the pig and the pig that squeals with the light up snout.
Okay,
keychain.
You know what? Only because I like mystery and I never got a chance to do this, let's fucking go with the box.
Alright, go ahead, pop that top, reach in there, let everyone know what's inside.
Ah, yes! That's amazing. That's the funniest shit ever. It's a poop air freshener. I love it.
Yeah, it's a poop emoji air freshener.
Look at that face. That's terrifying.
And look, it has a scent on there. What does it say?
Chocolate.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That face is fucking scary, though. Where? Like, you could scar children.
Let's take a picture of that there, actually. Whoa.
That's, like, really scary.
That
That is crazy.
Right? Look at his face.
That's funny. All right. Blair, thank you so much.
My pleasure. You guys are awesome.
That was a lot of fun. Drew,
yeah,
thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, sir.
Thank you for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Make sure you break up the big banks. Be excellent to each other. Read more books. Make sure you get a good night's sleep. And free Mumia Abu-Jamal. We are out of here.
A PFT Media production.